Coast News today.
Gentlemen, it's Friday, July 11th, 2025. This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex, I'm going to be your host today, Owen Schroyer. We have important guests coming up, attorneys Viva Free and Robert Barnes. We're also going to be getting emergency reports from Alex Jones. And the big story right now is this raid that happened in California, and Trump is talking about all the missing kids. And so maybe some of them end up working on this pot farm. Maybe there's other situations. There's dramatic video where these helicopters come in and police are firing tear gas and people are running everywhere. Just total chaos, which kind of is an accurate depiction of, I think, where the administration is at right now. It just seems like total chaos. And we got statements from Trump. We got statements from Tom Holman. Trump talking about the missing kids. I have a hard time dealing with any news from the Trump administration right now, and I know I'm not alone because I see the responses. I see the approval rating going down. I see trust in the administration is lacking. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't capture some child labor slaves situation that they had in California, that they might stop more of them, and that that's not good work. It's just trust is so eroded in this administration now, I almost don't even know what to believe. And there's no doubt that they're spinning this because of the dramatic video, and they're saying, wow, look at how oppressive the Trump administration is. Look at how they're treating these kids and these workers. And so it's like, what do you even do? They can't win no matter what. They can't win if they do the mass deportations, because then there are no farm workers and the agriculture industry suffers, and all of these factories where they were doing mass deportations, they lose their labor force, they lose their production force. You've got the hotel industry and all the stuff. So Trump's like, all right, do the mass deportations. They go in, they round them up, and then they get the calls from the leaders in these industries, and they're saying, we've just lost our means of production. You just deported 25% of our staff. So what are you going to do? Are you going to say, too bad, bite it? Are you going to say, all right, well, we need to keep the business going? Are you going to say, well, okay, we'll amnesty them? The whole thing is a nightmare. The whole thing is because Joe Biden allowed the border to be invaded, an invasion of this country. And the fact that Tina Peters sits in a jail right now and Alejandro Mayorkas doesn't, that's the problem. And so you see, when you refuse to address the actual deep state criminals, this is what happens. And now you have rational people like Joe Rogan or Andrew Schultz that are covering this, and they're saying, boy, this looks bad. I don't support this. But it's like, you don't even know what's true anymore. And now you've got the violence against ICE. We've got this on the screen right now. They're shooting guns at ICE, firing weapons at ICE. They're throwing food at ICE. So the ICE protests are only going to get worse. The protests against law enforcement in general, promoted, endorsed by the Democrats, is only going to get worse. The thing is a nightmare. And that's what happens when you let an election get stolen. And that's what happens when you refuse to prosecute the deep state. And unfortunately, that's what happens when you have just an entirely corrupted fake news media that just can't even be honest with the American people. And now, even if the Trump administration wants to come out and address this in a press conference, so much trust has been lost that it's almost going to be ineffectual. Now, that's the big story today, but let me tell you this. We're told not to talk about Epstein. I'm going to talk about Epstein in a way that you've likely never heard today. So stay tuned for that.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be getting an emergency response from Alex Jones in regards to this ICE raid on this California marijuana farm where they found a bunch of child workers. And I haven't seen the statement from Tom Homan yet. I believe he's referred to them as child slaves, but that's what some of the reports are here. We'll hear from Tom Homan coming up. We'll hear from Alex Jones coming up. We'll play all of this viral footage. I don't think I'm alone in this. And I am going to open up the phone lines either in the third or the fourth hour to just really try to ground, I think, everybody right now with just the chaos that has been the administration. And I'd say really since the Iran strikes, that's a nice line to draw and do some measurements off of. And you can see it in reflected in the poll numbers, and you can see it reflected in the MAGA coalition splitting. So it's a fair place to say, okay, let's analyze things from the Iran strikes. Is that when things started to go sideways? But that's not even really fair to say, because it was set to go sideways from day one. It was set to go sideways from day one. It was set to go sideways when they let the Democrats steal the election. It was set to go sideways when you let them bully and intimidate Matt Gaetz out of becoming the Attorney General. But really, it was set to go sideways actually in the first Trump administration when they didn't do enough to address the deep state. And while everybody's sitting here following the bouncing ball, which is the latest raid that they just did on this pot farm with all the dramatic footage, which, by the way, I think it's all by design, because you can watch the videos and you can see somebody's up there with a camera. So they knew this was coming. So you had all these people in the media waiting for this, filming the HD footage, filming the footage from the air. So whatever's going on, ICE can't even really do these raids in peace anymore. I don't know if it's leaks or if it's this ICE app that's going around up there. So now they got to deal with that. It's the fake news media. It's the Democrat Party making it all worse. It's the Biden administration. It's the biggest traitor in the history of this country, Alejandro Mayorkas, allowing an invasion of 20 million people. So let's put it bluntly for you. Let's just put things really bluntly for you in simple terms. Things are really fucked up. That's it. And I'm struggling to even follow the bouncing ball with this, because I can't get over the Epstein nonsense. It's true. I just can't. How am I supposed to get over that? This is the linchpin that can bring down, I don't think it would be fair to say the entire deep state. I don't think it would be fair to say the entire criminal operation against America, against the people of Earth. I think that's a reach. But it would be a major healing process. It would be a huge delivery on a campaign issue that was important to Trump supporters, that has been important to Trump supporters since 2016. So yeah, I got a problem with child slaves working on a pot farm in California. I got a problem with the Biden administration and Alejandro Mayorkas bringing in a bunch of unaccompanied minors, getting rid of the DNA testing, putting them with sponsors that they don't do background vetting on. I mean, who knows where they ended up? Who knows? Some of these kids might wish they were working in a pot field, if you know what I mean, compared to what they're probably going through. And now you start to reevaluate some of the actions or just the individuals inside the Trump administration like Kristi Noem, and they're saying, oh, they're doing such a great job with the response in Texas to the floods. Folks, no, they're not. It's been a disaster. They were way late. A day late and a dollar short, as they say. But see, I'm struggling, and I couldn't help myself last night, and I had a bunch of people sending me this stuff. Because yesterday was the anniversary of Seth Rich mysteriously being killed in what they say was a botched robbery, or, you know, it was a robbery. He gets killed in a robbery, but nothing was stolen from him, except, as his friends say, this hard drive that he used to wear around his neck. And then, of course, the rumors that are likely true, that he was the source of the WikiLeaks emails, which, of course, began the phenomenon known as Pizzagate. So I had people sending me that, and then people sending me a bunch of other stuff, and then people send me some updated stuff. And I don't even want to. This thing is hotter than a boilerplate. And for many of the audience, you might not have been there in 2016 when Pizzagate was going on, and when the WikiLeaks emails were coming out, and they talked about it was Pizzagate because of the pizza related maps, which is clearly code, and there are a bunch of other code languages in there. And then they talked about having the kids in the hot tub for your entertainment, and they talked about the spirit cookings. I'm not going to relitigate the entire Pizzagate thing, and quite frankly, when I went down the rabbit hole of this last night, because that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, now the Epstein thing is being covered up. We're told not to talk about it. I can't follow the bouncing ball anymore. I'm not going to sit here and watch the White House that is just obliterating its trust right now, put up Superman memes of Donald Trump, and be like, oh, cool, I'm going to clap like a seal. Oh, wow, this is so cool. It's Trump as Superman. Like, we've been here before. We're in year five. What are we doing? It ain't hitting the same. Nothing is hitting the same. So I don't even want to get into that, but people are sending me a bunch of this stuff and how the people that covered up for Pizzagate and some of these journalists that wrote for some of these big news publications that were saying, oh, nothing to see here, don't look into Pizzagate, and then they got busted for child porn. And see, I've got the charges in front of me. I've got their stories in front of me. And I went back last night and I remembered how nasty this was and the death threats and the lawsuits. And I just said, I'm not going to relitigate Pizzagate again. Now, I will just say this. If you weren't there in 2016 for this, and you want to dive down a rabbit hole, the likes of which you'll never come back from, the likes of which, I mean, I guess you could say you can forget it, but it'll be a scar in your memory. Then good luck. But you're going to have to be quite an internet sleuth to find this stuff, because most of it has been completely erased off the internet. And many of the individuals that were doing the real deep dives on this stuff were threatened. Death threats, lawsuits, so they pulled all their stuff off. But, I mean, if you want to go, you can start at the WikiLeaks, you can start at the pizza code language, you can start it, it's all there, do a deep dive, and There's no going back. So I don't want to relitigate Pizzagate. However, it led me back to the Epstein list. So, you know, Alex is going to cover the ICE raids, and we got a bunch of clips from that. We got Trump, and I got the attorneys coming on, and we're going to talk about all of this. I can't help it. I have to get this off my plate. I'm going to report to you many facts and connections that you've likely never heard of when it comes to Epstein, the first Trump administration, and now this Trump administration. And you can decide. You can decide what you think is going on. You can decide why Trump is telling you not to talk about it. I'm just going to tell you what's led us to this point. Because I just can't help it. And when you've been down the Pizzagate rabbit hole, and when you've been covering the Epstein thing for years, and when you had multiple members of this administration and Trump himself talking about the Epstein list, I can't just be told to let it go. It just makes me want to cover it 10 times more. Now, I'm going to do my best because I ranted a little bit here to try to get this done in 10 minutes, but I think I'm going to be able to do it because I really focused to just hone this in and make it as concise as possible. So let's begin. Now, this was in the Miami Herald. It got picked up by a bunch of different news publications in 2018. Perversion of justice, how a future Trump cabinet member gave a serial sex abuser the deal of a lifetime. Now, let's read through this. October 2007, Miami's top federal prosecutor, Alexander Acosta, had breakfast appointments with a former colleague, D.C. attorney Jay Lefkowitz. It was an unusual meeting for the then 38-year-old prosecutor, a rising Republican star who had served in the White House before being named U.S. attorney in Miami by President George W. Bush. Instead of meeting at the prosecutor's Miami headquarters, the two men, both with professional roots in the prestigious Washington law firm Kirkland and Ellis, now remember Kirkland and Ellis, keep that in mind, Kirkland and Ellis, convened at the Marriott in West Palm Beach. For Lefkowitz, 44 years old, a U.S. special envoy to North Korea and corporate lawyer, this meeting was critical. Facing a 53-page federal indictment, Epstein could have ended up in federal prison for the rest of his life. But on the morning of the breakfast meeting, a deal was struck. An extraordinary plea agreement that would conceal the full extent of Epstein's crimes and the number of people involved. Not only would Epstein serve just 13 months in the county jail, but the deal, called a non-prosecution agreement, essentially shut down an ongoing FBI probe into whether there were more victims and other powerful people who took part in Epstein's sex crimes, according to a Miami Herald examination of thousands of emails, court documents, and FBI records. So Epstein busted in 2007. They do a sweetheart plea deal, the likes of which has never been seen before. And then we'll explain in a second why that got reversed in 2018, leading to this story. But I continue. What's even more unusual about the deal, it included wording that granted immunity to any potential co-conspirators who were also involved in Epstein's crimes. These accomplices or participants were not identified in the agreement, leaving it open to interpretation whether it possibly referred to other influential people who were having sex with underage girls at Epstein's various homes or on his plane. Now, keep in mind, with that leaked memo that we still don't have any answers about, similar wording saying, oh, nothing to see here, no one else involved, everybody exonerated. Almost as if it was written by a defendant's attorney. I continue. As part of the agreement, Acosta agreed, despite a federal law to the contrary, that the deal would be kept from the victims. As a result, the non-prosecution agreement was sealed until after it was approved by the judge, thereby averting any chances that the girls or anyone else might show up in court to try and derail it. This is the story of how Epstein, bolstered by unlimited funds and represented by a powerhouse legal team, was able to manipulate the criminal justice system, and how his accusers, still traumatized by their past, believe they were betrayed by the very prosecutors who pledged to protect them. One of the victims said, and I quote, I don't think anyone has been told the truth about what Epstein did. He ruined my life and a lot of other girls' lives. People need to know what he did and why he wasn't prosecuted so it never happens again. Now, this is in 2018, President Trump's Secretary of Labor, Acosta, 49, oversees a massive federal agency that provides oversight of the country's labor laws, including human trafficking. Acosta did not respond to numerous requests for an interview or answer queries through email. Now, I'm going to move on from this story, and let's get to Kirkland and Ellis, which was apparently the centerpiece in negotiating the sweetheart plea deal for Epstein in 2007 that was then re-examined in 2018. Kirkland and Ellis, lawyers include but not limited to Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, former Attorney General William Barr, Alexander Acosta, former Secretary of Labor under Trump, and Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, what are the odds of all that? So it gets brought back up in 2018. Why is Jeffrey Epstein being charged again after plea deal? Well, to put it short, the plea deal they were arguing was illegal, illegitimate, you can't do it, so they brought it back up. And if you recall, Epstein lawyers at the time and Epstein himself, and we'll highlight it in the story, they were saying, oh, he's fine, we've already signed the deal, he's going to get out, he's going to be fine. So that's why people were saying, part of the reason why they were saying they don't believe the suicide, because he thought he was going to be cleared because the plea agreement he signed already cleared him of all this stuff and any co-conspirators. But now to cover why it brought back, there was only one Justice Department, but two of its largest U.S. attorneys' offices came to vastly different conclusions about what to do with the financier, Jeffrey Epstein, over allegations he sexually molested dozens of underage girls. 11 years ago, Miami U.S. Attorney Alexander Acosta, now President Trump's labor secretary, again, this is the first administration, approved of an extraordinary secret agreement in which Epstein pleaded guilty to lesser state charges rather than face much tougher federal prosecution on charges he sexually abused underage girls at his homes in Florida and New York from 2002 through 2025. On Monday, Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman announced the indictment of Epstein on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges stemming from at least some of the same conduct that was covered in the agreement over a decade ago. Epstein, who served 13 months after his 2008 Florida plea deal, is now looking at 45 years behind bars if convicted in New York. It's highly unusual for one prosecutor to pass on an indictment only to have another located elsewhere to determine otherwise, defense attorneys say. And Epstein's lawyers argued Monday that the previous deal more than covers the new charges brought, and therefore their client cannot be prosecuted. But federal prosecutors in New York said the deal made in Miami does not apply to them. So you see the back and forth, sweetheart plea deal. Other prosecutors say not so fast. Defense attorneys and Epstein believe it doesn't matter. He's going to walk. Now, Epstein ends up dying, killing himself, killed in a prison cell. Okay. Whether you believe it or not, that's to the conclusion, at least, of Epstein. But the case should go on. Co-conspirators, victims. Now, there's this. William Barr should recuse himself in Jeffrey Epstein case. Now, why would that be? Why would they say Attorney General Barr should recuse himself in this case? Well, because you can go back, and this was covered in the New York Times, Jeffrey Epstein taught at Dalton. Now, he was hired at the age of 21. And do you know who hired him? Donald Barr, Bill Barr's father. Now, what are the odds of that? To make it even crazier, Donald Barr published a book called Space Relations. And as is covered in the book and the media, and I read to you now, space relations saw increased public attentions after Barr's former employee Jeffrey Epstein died in a jail cell due to the similarities between the violent sexual depictions in Space Relations, the book written by Donald Barr, and Epstein's sex trafficking activities and obsessions. Now again, I'm just giving you the facts and the connections. You can reach whatever conclusion you want. But I can't help myself that when I'm told to stop talking about something, which is one of the most important things to MAGA, absolutely. And it has been since 2016. And we've had nothing. And look, I see, and it's all paid propaganda, folks. You have to understand, social media is filled with propaganda, filled with commercials. So when you see the similar messages from all these different accounts, it's like flipping through a TV. It's like flipping through cable, and you see the same commercial. It's like, yeah, they run commercials on a bunch of different channels. They send the same commercials to a bunch of different channels. Same thing happens on social media with politics now. So I see the propaganda that's coming out, and they're saying, oh, how can you say that Trump is covering up? Look, he's busted all these pedophile networks. That is true, and I celebrate that. That is great work by the FBI. They've saved hundreds of children. They have saved hundreds of children's lives from the sex slavery industry. And they have busted hundreds of pedophiles and producers of the most disgusting content that you can make. That is going on. And I do celebrate that. But let's make a very clear distinction here. There's a difference between a bunch of low-life scum that use and abuse children and a bunch of low-life scum that consume this disgusting material, and the richest, most powerful people, most influential people in the world, in the most powerful institutions and influential institutions in the world, running a similar program at the highest levels. There is a huge difference. And so, yeah, I want the low-life scum that abuses children. I want the low-life scum that consumes that material to rot in jail on their best day. But I also want the same thing for the financial elite that engage in this stuff, the political elite that engage in this stuff, the Hollywood elite, whoever else it is, they all deserve to rot in jail on their best day. So you're not going to play me for a fool. You're not going to play me for a groupie. We aren't the brainwashed left. We aren't going to be told what to do. We are people of principle, and this has been an issue to us for 10 friggin' years. And not only did Trump make a big deal of it on his campaign, not only did members of his administration make a big deal of it on his campaign, we all did. So you're not going to tell us not to talk about it. If you want to bury it, if you want to use it against people, that's one thing that I don't support, by the way. But you're going to tell me not to talk about it? Well, now I'm going to talk about it even more. And we're not going to let this thing go. And you ignored all the things that we got presented to us from the WikiLeaks emails in 2016, and nothing was done about that. And now the exact same thing is happening with Epstein and his clients, and they're trying to feed us a bunch of chicken feed and a bunch of red meat to try to act like, oh, you just need to forget about it. You just need to focus on this other stuff. No. I want all pedophile scum to rot. No excuses.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Democrat plan has been cleared, and they're executing it in front of the world. Remember, John Podesta in August of 2020 said that if Trump could win the election, and they were unable to steal it, that they were going to trigger illegal alien riots all over the country, and that when Trump executed the law against them, they would call them terrorists, Nazis, all the rest of it, and that they believed then someone would kill a bunch of the migrants, illegal aliens, the entitled illegal aliens, and that that will then trigger a civil war. And now they were all over the news in the last week saying our constituents want blood, we need our people to get killed so we can basically create a real world version of the movie that Hollywood produced a couple years ago that came out last year, Civil War. And now you've got Tom Homan, you know, coming out today and pointing out what you just saw at the big marijuana production facility there in California, with at least 11 children found being used as slave labor, migrants, illegal aliens brought in. You have people smashing the vehicles with bricks. You've got people clearly shooting guns at ICE. You have all this going on and a riot because the corporate media and the Democrats have said these are Nazis, these are terrorists. When no, they're federal agents and constitutional duty, completely outnumbered, only 5,000 enforcers right now. The big, beautiful bill scales it up, and they're trying to sell the idea that attacking them and shooting at them and all the rest of this is good. And we've seen just last week multiple ICE facilities attacked, shot up, police officers shot in Texas, Antifa being arrested. This is terrorism, and it's scaling up now. Remember that whole situation a month ago with the No Kings in Minnesota? When it came out that was connected to Governor Walz, the communist Chinese operative, that all disappeared off the radar real fast, didn't it? So they mean business, and they're trying to execute this. They're trying to trigger violence and civil war, and they mean business. So people need to understand what this is. Even the rhetoric out of Homan and the White House isn't as strong as it should be. This is an attempt by the Democrats to trigger this. They've said it was their plan. People better understand this is a serious situation. We have to get out there with the truth, the narrative, that this is a battle plan that they've officially laid out. We've been warning them for years. And as soon as Trump was able to override their fraud on November last year, they said, okay, we're going with the original plan. And this is what they're doing right now. So imagine throwing big bricks and rocks, trying to, you know, break through their windows, trying to kill them, shooting at the ICE agents for saving kids. This is what we elected Trump for. And I really appreciate what ICE is doing, what Tom Holmes is doing. They're a serious situation. We should pray for them. We should back them 100% because it's about the sovereignty of our nation. The globalists, if they can do this, can destroy the country. It's an existential threat. Stephen Miller is absolutely right. This is the main threat to our country right now. It's replacement migration, the NGOs. We need prosecution of Mayorkas and others yesterday. Please, ladies and gentlemen, raise the alarm. This is a very, very serious situation.
But Tom, it strikes me unbelievable that the Democrats are not on board. When you look at this raid, there were 10 juveniles that were illegally brought across the border. You and I covered this under the Biden administration. I was down in Texas. We encountered a 8, 10-year-old, 12-year-olds coming across with just a name and an address and a phone number on their necks, the cartel ruthlessly sending them across. And yet now we know that 10 of them, 8 of which were unaccompanied minors, working illegally in a marijuana farm, and your agents go in and rescue them, essentially, and yet there is violent resistance to that. Does that upset you?
It certainly upsets me, and like I said, you know, the work men and women of ICE are doing is incredible. Look, we're looking for over 300,000 missing children. We've already found 10,000. Have you heard that anywhere? No, the media is simply not covering it. And look, this should be a nonpartisan issue. Arresting public safety threats and national security threats, everybody be on the same page on that. Rescuing children, I mean, it should be a nonpartisan issue. Everybody should be in lockstep on that, but they're not. The media's lying. The Democrats are taking, they don't want President Trump to be successful. I got news for him. We are being successful. Every illegal alien public safety threat we arrest makes this country safer. Every national security threat we take off the street and deport makes us safer. And we're rescuing thousands of children. The lives saved every day by ICE, the lives saved every day by Border Patrol, you know, are in the hundreds. So it's the only thing I can think of, Griff, if they hate President Trump more than they love their community. They hate President Trump more than they want, you know, safe communities. And there's just no other excuse why this is not, why this has become a partisan issue to take public safety threats off the street.
And
well, I think the only issue I would take with what Tom Holman is saying is it's not even about do they hate Trump or hate this or care about the communities. These people are mentally ill. They're mentally ill people. So there's all kinds of different symptoms you can point out. Their hatred of Trump, their hatred of America. They think men can have babies, you know. So, no, you're dealing with mentally ill people. You should have never given these people, these radical leftists, any room to stand. You should have never given them any political ground to stand on. You should have never given them any political air. And you should have been investigating Alejandro Mayorkas. You should have been going after all the NGOs and all the funding. And I get it. They're spread so thin and there's only so much they can do, so they have to prioritize. So, you know, it kind of becomes the same issue. It's like, well, what do you do? I mean, you let them steal an election, and so there's going to be consequences. The border invasion is one of them. But it's like the same thing with all the deportations. And I get it. We want deportations. We need deportations. We have probably 40 million people here illegally. And then you can decide, okay, well, what are we going to do? We're going to deport the most violent known criminals first. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to deport the people that came in under Joe Biden. But, you know, I ask this genuinely. You know, it's not a gotcha thing. I mean, I'm just like, what are you going to do if you're President Trump? And you know mass deportations was maybe your number one issue on the campaign. You know it's the most popular issue, maybe the most popular, top popular issues in America right now, on the right. And so what are you going to do when you're forced to engage in these strongman tactics to do it? You say, okay, we'll deal with the fake media. We'll deal with the corrupt media. We'll deal with the leftist terrorists, but it all comes back to the same issue. You could have dealt with these leftist terror groups in your first 4 years. You didn't do it. You could have dealt with these leftist terrorists once they started organizing these things. Remember, what did Pam Bondi say? Criminal referrals were sent to Pam Bondi's desk. And what did they say? They said, we're going to go after the organizers. We're going to go after the funders. Show me one. Show me one that has been indicted. Show me one that has been subpoenaed. Show me one that has been charged. Show me one that has been arrested. You're telling me you can't find out where all the money is coming from? You're telling me you can't find out who's organizing all this stuff and paying for the websites and paying for the buses and everything else? I guess that's what you're telling me. Because you told me you were going to do it, and you're not doing it, and now ICE is under attack. And now they're firing guns at ICE. Now, I don't expect to live in a perfect world. I this stuff is not easy. But it's like, at what point do you start to look internally and say, where is the incompetence here? It's not the ICE agents. If anything, the ICE agents are doing incredible work with everything they're up against. It's not Tom Homan. You could put all of this to an end. Go after the organizers. Go after the fundraisers. You said you were going to do it. Pam Bondi was supposed to do it. It's not been done. And now ICE agents are literally having guns fired at them. And somebody is leaking this stuff to the media. So when they go raid a marijuana farm where there's child labor happening, all the media is there to film it so that they can twist it and say, see, look, they're Nazis. Say, look, they're authoritarians. And it doesn't even matter. When you come out and you say, we just stopped a dozen child slaves from working in a marijuana field in the sun 12 hours a day. They will not care. They are fake news media. They are liars. And now it's only going to get worse. Until the organizers and the fundraisers are stopped, it will only get worse. Now, I don't know what you do about the fake news media that encourages all of this. And the Democrats that don't want to endorse it. But this is what happens. And this is why it's even beyond the Epstein list. I mean, the Epstein list is one big story. But it's the refusal to go after the root cause. It's like, why is our government so corrupt? Well, they're blackmailed. It's like, gee, why do we deal with all this corruption? Because we don't go after the real criminals. And then they do a victory lap, and they celebrate how they charged this guy who was handing out masks, face masks, at an ICE protest. And I'm sure, I doubt he was doing that with his own funds, but I guess that's what I'm supposed to believe, because they arrest him and charge him, and then that's it. That's it. That's who they got. We got one guy handing out a bunch of masks. It's like, so I'm supposed to believe that he paid for all that and just did it all on his own dime, and just out of the goodness of his heart, he wanted to give these protesters a bunch of face masks so that they could deal with tear gas and everything else. That's what I'm supposed to believe from Pam Bondi's Department of Justice. Okay. So Who was funding the websites? Who was funding the ad buys? Who was funding the buses? Who was funding the social media campaigns? Who was organizing all of that? Oh, I don't know, but we got this guy over here who was handing out masks. We got him. Cool. How's that been? How's that working? Because I don't know, but I just saw ICE agents getting fired on with guns. That's what I saw. And I saw the whole media there because somebody's leaking these raids to the press so that they can be filmed and then spin it and twist it and make ICE agents look bad. So it's always the root cause. You never go after the root cause. You never actually drain the swamp. You never actually arrest the deep state. Oh, be patient. It's only been a couple months. Oh, be patient. It's only been 6 months. Oh, be patient. It's only been 6 years. Oh, be patient. It's only been 8 years. And, you know, I was thinking about this last night, too. It's like, what happened here? Because if you recall, I'll use one specific example that was popular that many people may remember. Sean Hannity used to do this bit on his show, probably started it in 2018, went on through 2019. And this was when we were anticipating deep state arrests in the first administration for the illegal spying on Donald Trump, Operation Crossfire Hurricane, and specifically Hillary Clinton's involvement in the fake Russian dossier. And just all the litany of things that went on with that. And if you recall, Sean Hannity used to go on his show every night, and he would do this little bit, tick-tock, tick-tock, justice is coming, tick-tock, tick-tock, indictments are coming, indicating that, you know, something around the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, they were about to finally face justice. And then they never did. So it's like we're playing the same game. It's like, oh, it's only, oh, just wait, oh, just be patient. For how long? And it kind of hit me, and I don't know if it's a fair excuse or if it even mattered, but it's like things were going so well, just generally speaking, in the first administration as far as the economy and policy, even with some of the disasters that happened in the administration with some of the hires, and still the corruption at the FBI and everything else. I mean, things morale was good, the economy was good. And then it was like everything got thrown off when COVID hit. So, oh, no more tick-tock, tick-tock. No more talking about indictments. No more talking about draining the swamp. No more talking about the deep state that then ended up running the whole COVID scam with Fauci at the top. And so COVID just like, it was like a tsunami that just killed all the momentum. Just crushed all the momentum. So you couldn't even focus on draining the swamp. You couldn't even talk about deep state arrests. The economy got walloped. And then they stole the election, and then it was like game over. So I just don't want to see the same thing happen in this administration. And I see all these people saying, oh, just wait. Oh, just be patient. Have you learned nothing? Have you learned absolutely nothing? Do you not understand how this game is played? And people will come out and, you know, oh, you've turned on Trump. Oh, you're anti-Trump. No, I'm a realist, okay? I'm a realist. And you know what? No, I actually do put my country over Donald Trump. I do put the truth over Donald Trump. And if you don't do that, then that's your thing. But that's not how we play here. And I get it. I get why people do it for selfish reasons. You don't think that being friendly to Trump right now with everything Alex is going through wouldn't be a strategic move? You don't think me being friendly to Trump right now, considering I don't even care about the litigation anymore, to be honest. There's going to be huge lawsuits that people haven't gone public yet. But dealing with the January 6th stuff, I mean, quite frankly, the Trump administration needs a win so bad right now, they might just be willing to cut a check to all these J6 defendants. But it's like, I don't even care anymore. It's like, I could spend a whole day, I could spend days with my attorneys and file the lawsuit about the political persecution. It's already happening. Other people have already filed it. It's already ongoing. It's like, you don't think it would be selfishly strategic for us to be just total mouthpieces and total pro-Trump right now? I can't do that. I can't sell out. I can't sell out this audience. And you can see the difference out there of the people that can be honest and true and the people that can't. But by the way, let's understand this. You hired Donald Trump. I'm sick of watching all these new political cucks on the right wing. Trust Trump. Trump's in charge. Trump is daddy. Trump this, Trump that. No, Trump works for us. And this is for the Trump administration as well. The people that you're throwing overboard right now are the people that got you over the finish line in the Republican primaries of 2016 when everyone was against you. And if you think that all of these new sycophants and all of these new groupies and all of these new cheerleaders, if you think they're going to save you and save your reputation, you're wrong. They won't. They can't. But I digress. We got more on this. Here's some of the headlines. ICE fires tear gas at civilians during standoff at California cannabis farm. And I get it. And I see Joe Rogan and the others, and they're against this now. Well, of course, nobody wants to see a bunch of kids running from tear gas. Nobody wants to see basically military personnel running these things, but it's like there's nothing else they can do. And the whole thing is media spin. Yeah, they intentionally give these stories to the media, whoever it is, so that they can all show up with their HD cameras and their helicopters, film the whole thing and say, look at the Gestapo, look at the Trump Nazi regime, look at the authoritarians, look at the poor children. And it's like, no, this is illegal labor, this is child labor, and now ICE has to approach the situation like this because people come trying to kill them. So it's like, what is the alternative? Oh, just let the illegal workers work on the field all day. Let the child workers work on the field all day. Let's have ICE show up with no body armor and no guns and no secured vehicles. Let's just let them show up to get shot and attacked. So the whole thing is a disaster. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be, he's the one most responsible for this, more so than even Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't even know what's going on. Joe Biden would sign a document and ask for his tapioca pudding. Immigration operation at California cannabis farm leads to clash between federal agents and protesters. Border Czar Tom Homan reveals 10 migrant children were rescued from exploitation during violent California ICE raid on marijuana farm. Anti-ICE protesters fire weapons at federal agents during immigration raid. This thing's only getting worse. It's only getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, look, to these dumbass protesters, you're going to end up getting the heat of this. Because here's what's going to happen if this continues. They'll arrest these protesters and then they'll make an example out of you. Understand something. You might think you're doing the right thing and you might have a big heart and really care. I mean, you really might think that you're in the right morally and you have a big heart to care about these people. But understand what's going to happen here. You're going to end up getting made an example of. You're going to spend decades in prison. That's what you're going to do. Oh, I'm just handing out masks at a protest. Yeah, you're going to spend decades in prison. Oh, I just showed up with a sign. I just showed up with a camera. I just showed up with a smoke grenade. Oh, I just showed up with some rotten fruit I was going to throw at them. You're going to spend decades in prison. And the people that told you to go out there won't ever see a jail cell. And the people that lied to you and manipulated you to go out there like a bunch of brainwashed morons and protest against ICE, they are never going to be punished and you're going to be the fall guy. You will literally be the fall guy and spend decades in prison for showing up. And the Trump administration, I guess, has no other option but to do that, because you can't let this go on. And if they're not going to go after the funders and the organizers of this stuff, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go after you. So you're going to make one dumbass decision off of a bunch of Democrat Party propaganda. They're going to throw you under the bus, and you're going to spend decades in prison. Because the Democrat Party is using you as cannon fodder. So you might think you care about these people. You might think you care about these illegal aliens. The Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about you. And they will gladly see thousands of you get arrested and spend decades in prison. And the Trump administration is going to mess around with this. And I know you're going to be told by your bosses and your organizers, oh, we've got lawyers ready and we'll bail you out. You're going to jail. And the people that sent you there are not. So you might have a big bleeding heart and think you're doing the right thing, but I hope 10 years in prison is worth it for a bunch of Democrat Party operations and propaganda. Good luck. And at the end of the day, I don't know what you do with 40 million people being here. I don't know what you do when the farms and the hotels and all the different factories say, hey, we have no means of production. You just deported half of our crew. I don't know. The Trump administration is going to have to make a decision to either let them stay, give them some work visa, or just deport them all and say, too bad, figure it out. You shouldn't have hired them. But that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Now, I got more news on this. I got a couple guests coming up this hour. Great, great lawyers, Viva Free and Robert Barnes coming up. So we'll get more into this and the Epstein thing. But, you know, I just look right now at just how important InfoWars is, how important this show is, how important this crew is. And it's one of those times where it's just like, yep, this is peak importance for InfoWars. This is like peak importance for InfoWars to be on the air right now. So thank God we are. Thank the audience we are. Your continued support of the AlexJonesStore.com is how we do it. And man, have we been through it all just to be here with you today. And so we salute you. We appreciate that. Now, you can get big discounts on health products when you subscribe to them at thealexjonesstore.com. The new products like Power Plant. We announced some new products yesterday. When you subscribe, you can get up to 50% off, which gives you the auto ship. Make sure they're always held back in stock for you. A great way to support us. We also have all kinds of apparel and hats and hoodies and shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Or you can become a VIP member, and we really appreciate our VIP members. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP, and it's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future. Plus, you get bonus entries to our raffles and giveaways, like the current truck giveaway happening right now.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are resistant, receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Some of the sights and scenes of this chaos of the raid at the marijuana farm there in California. And again, it's just so important to put it all into context, folks. ICE has to act in this manner for their own protection because the Democrat terrorists are out there now literally trying to kill them. So they have to come in heavy-handed. They have to come in with a show of force. Believe me, if ICE could just do their job without these disruptions, it wouldn't look like this. They wouldn't need to come in with the heavy hand and the show of force. They have to because Democrat terrorists are out there trying to kill them now. So they have no other choice. So if they're going to do the deportations, it has to go like this. But then I get it when people see it and they say, oh, this is a bad look and I don't support this and it needs to stop. And it all just comes down to the same thing. The chaos will continue, the criminality will continue, the corruption will continue until you arrest the deep state. That's it. Till you drain the swamp, that's it. And you know what? I'm not even acting like I have all the solutions or like this is an easy fix. It's not, okay? This is to drain this swamp and to deconstruct and arrest the deep state and actually do it fully legally and above board that's like a Rubik's Cube except like 16 blocks on each side or something instead of 9 or whatever it is. But, you know, you probably need to have a attorney general that is like really, really with it and really knows how to deconstruct and do this thing. And I think we've all concluded that ain't Pam Bondi. Here's Donald Trump, though, earlier today talking about the missing kids, which they tried to deny. It looks like my guess is they probably found some of them, and those were the ones working on that farm. It's a tiny number in comparison to where they all might be. But here's Trump addressing that earlier today.
You know, something that you should have that you haven't reported. As you know, 300,000 children are missing. Right? 300,000 under Biden. We've already gotten back 10,000 of those children, and we have a lot more planned to come back. We're getting them back by the thousands. But 300,000, and this morning, over 10,000 we've gotten back.
So, really, you've got to go after the members of the Biden administration that did this. You have to go after Mayorkas. You have to go after the NGOs. You have to do it. You have to do it. And I don't anticipate these ICE protests slowing down. Right now, it looks like it's going to be the opposite. And now the new propaganda the Democrats are putting out there is, yeah, you know what? You might get shot. You might go to prison. It's worth it for you. So now that's what they're telling them. Is just go to prison for the Democrat Party propaganda. You know, Trump supporters, myself included, and I wouldn't even say it's fair to say I went to prison for Trump. I mean, you could characterize it as that. You wouldn't be inaccurate, but really, it's not even about Trump. It's about the country. It's about the truth. But see, nobody had to tell me to do that. Nobody had to tell me, hey, go stand up for your country, or go stand up for the truth, or go stand up for Trump, and just take the prison sentence and take the beating. Nobody told me to do that. These libtards, that's what they're being told now. And so as it gets more dangerous for them to go out there, the Democrats are pushing the new message of, oh, you might get shot. Oh, you might go to prison. It's totally worth it. And they're buying it. And they're just eating it up. So we're going to hear from Viva Fry on the other side of this break. His interpretation of all of this. Probably going to get into the Epstein list as well. I know he's been all over that. Always exciting to be joined by him. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Well, I can only aspire one day to have as great a head of lettuce as Viva Fry has. That's what I like to see. I like to see a smiling, Viva before I actually bring him on. I'm trying my damnedest over here, all right?
You're getting there. Give it another. This is 4 years in the making. Like, this was 2021, the last time I cut it, when I said, I'm growing the freedom, Fro, and I will not cut it until I have freedom. I'm in the free state of Florida, but I figured I could buy myself a few more years.
Yeah, that could be a lifelong battle, actually. You could end up, with hair down onto the ground at this rate.
My wife is still surprised that it keeps on growing, because she predicted about 6 inches ago that it would stop growing at some point, but thus far, I'll lose it one day, so I'm going to enjoy it for the time being.
I think that's a good mentality to have. I might be embracing something similar, even though I don't think we have those problems yet, but you can never be too sure. All right, aside from having a good time here with Viva Fry joining me, you know, the two issues we're talking about is what's going on with the illegal alien raids and just everything surrounding that. Obviously, I know I've been following a lot of your commentary on the Epstein files as well. So why don't we start there? I don't know if you want to get into just the total debacle that it was, or if you want to get into some of the strangeness as far as the actual legal proceedings are concerned. But you've been all over this issue on the right side of it for a long time, and including in the last week. So why don't we just kind of open it up there?
Well, yeah, I had a great prediction which came to fruition to the T with the Diddy conviction, or the lack thereof, where, you know, I said they're going to get him on two lesser charges. The big charges, he'll walk. Prosecution over, the trafficking done, and everybody goes home, and they never uncover the conspiracy because the prosecution was the cover-up. Epstein, it's everybody knows what we believe about Epstein. I'd say it's almost like you take it for judicial notice that there's something of a conspiracy there, that there's something of a client list there, for lack of a better word. And the debacle of the last week is, it's undeniable. It's atrocious. They keep doubling down on it. And then the only question is, where does the blame lie, and where does the buck stop? So, people have been ragging on Bongino and Patel for a while because they're deputy director of the FBI, and people are saying they're in on this cover up. Their, you know, analysis for the last 5 years was, this is a big damn story that implicates big influential people. Patel goes on Benny Johnson a year and a half ago, says Bill Gates is on the list. That's why he's petitioning, or, you know, lobbying government to not disclose the list. And then in the dead of night or something on Sunday, this unsigned, undated memo is leaked to Axios, effectively saying no list, no blackmail material. Epstein killed himself, and anybody suggesting otherwise is basically perpetuating damaging conspiracy theories. And you're like, okay, this is inexplicably wild. A, it's an unsigned, undated memo, which looks suspicious on its face, but it's uploaded to the DOJ website after the publication of the Axios article, from what I could piece together with the timeline. And so there was like, nobody believes it. The only question is, who's to blame for this, and who's calling the shots? So did you see the breaking news today, Laura Loomer? It's a scoop, so to be taken with a grain of salt to some extent. You know, some stories pan out, others don't, suggesting, and it's been reported elsewhere, that Bongino stormed out of the office, which may or may not be the case, but that there's disagreement, and that it looks like Bondi is the one blowing this entire situation, and then the only question is why. So,
well, let me kind of respond to that with a little contextual angle here. When Patel was first confirmed, you may recall there was a story about Patel basically doing an end around the DOJ in his communication with President Trump and getting a line directly to the White House, something that is not traditional for the FBI director, usually going through the DOJ for communication, or at least doing co-communication, and he basically skipped Bondi. So I think there was already maybe some either an issue or an awareness that, hey, Bondi isn't going to be, you know, nobody's really taking her seriously. She's not helping herself either. I also think that, and I know you've pointed this out as well, when you watch specifically the Maria Bartiromo interview with Bongino and Patel, the body language, right? The body language. And I think we've seen similar body language from Patel and Bongino since, where they're not comfortable. Whatever it is they're saying, or whyever it is they're saying it, they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. They don't like it. And I've always said this from the beginning, and this is why I've kind of treated the Bondi situation differently from the Patel and Bongino situation. Bondi's already made, right? She has nothing to lose. She's already got her job at Fox News. And to me, look, I've met her. She's a really nice person. She's really sweet. I don't think she's corrupt, but she's in way over her head. She's just in way over her head. And I don't really buy into the dumb blonde things. Actually, blonde girls typically have a higher IQ than other hair colors, so I don't really buy into that. But I mean, she's basically playing the role of like a dumb blonde. And so this is supposed to be a serious administration, and then here's Bondi like prancing around, going on Fox News like a blonde ditz. Again, she's nice, but it's just like that's just the reality of the situation. But then there's Bongino and Patel. They're playing with their own money. They're playing with their own reputations. They're playing with their own future. They're not playing with house money like Bondi is, who just kind of came in as a seat filler. So I've always approached it differently. And I think now Bongino and Patel are like, all right, here's the deal. We're either going to fix this and we're going to start changing messaging, or we're going to just get rid of Bondi, or we're going to be out because we're destroying our future at this point.
The future, I'm not saying this as though, you know, it's a wish. Future and past to some extent. Like, people are going to look at everything Kash Patel said for the last 5 years now and say he was either wickedly wrong if the memo's true, or he's been whipped into submission if what he said is true, and he has to now say, I love Big Brother. But, you know, you are right, and people don't appreciate this. You know, Patel doesn't need a government job for the rest of his life. Bongino sure as sugar didn't. Whether or not that's true for Bondi, you know, a career government job is a step up for her, not a step down. And so, you know, forget what Dan gave up to do this. Like, everyone says, you know, it's not because he gave up millions and millions of dollars, the most popular podcast on the internet, that it means he's, you know, you forgive him for everything going forward. But it does mean that you look at it a little bit differently. He gave something up to do this. He's not picking something up by doing it. And so the other thing is, Deputy Director of the FBI is not the Attorney General. Director of the FBI is not the Attorney General. And that interview with Bartiromo, we have 5 years of baseline for Dan Bongino's body language. I know him personally. You could tell a lot from that interview. It was like someone had just been scolded by their wife and said, you're not going to talk politics at the Christmas party. And some people were saying it was so obvious that it was almost like a signal to people. Yes, I don't really stand behind this, but I'm an employee of the state right now. I don't get to share my personal opinion like I did for the last 5 years. Bottom line, the buck sort of stops with the president, obviously, but Bondi is the AG. I don't know who makes recommendations for the Secret Service. I'm a little disappointed with their butler sanctions or their butler repercussions, but we can get there in a second. Bondi's, you know, the one calling the shots. Patel and Bongino are employees of the state, and we know what they think. They've been telling us what they think for the last 5 years. I know what I believe, and I know what I don't believe, and what I don't believe is that memo, which unsigned contradicts what Bondi said within the last 5 months, unsigned contradicts what Bondi said in that cover letter that she put on Bindergate, which humiliated a bunch of conservative, called them influencers, but I call them alternative media. Step one, phase one of the Epstein release, humiliate the most loyal Trump-supporting alternative media, DC Drano. Libs of TikTok, Liz Wheeler. Yeah, go humiliate them with a cover letter that says, we're going to, you know, to Patel, we're going to get the, you know, Epstein documents and his clients in the letter signed by Bondi. And now they just come up with this unsigned memo leaked to Axios, uploaded to the website, no press conference, no explanation, no nothing. My goodness, if Bongino and Patel are caught in the crossfire, at some point they're going to say, If we can't call the shots and nobody's listening to us, we'll up and leave because this is damaging for our past, present, and future.
Yeah, and Bondi ran that whole Bindergate thing all on her own. That was a totally, that was a her thing. And I'm not just standing up for the you know, influencers, alternative media, however you want to say it, that went there and did that because I know them or I'm even friends with some of them. That's just the truth. And for a lot of them, it has been reputational damage that they'll probably never recover from. You know, I think they were set up. I think that they were put in a compromising position. I think part of the reason why they did the whole stunt was because they wanted the awareness for the Epstein files. But there's no doubt once you kind of get that access and influence, now you kind of have a loyalty thing too. And so now it's like you're afraid of like, well, where do I stand here? I want the access to the White House. I want to show I'm loyal, but now I've lost some credibility. So that was kind of a whole debacle in and of itself. But again, it leads right back to Pam Bondi. You know, here's another thing I think is worth mentioning with you. And I don't think Bondi is aware of this. I would say Patel and Bongino are because they understand social media and they kind of understand the modern media landscape and the modern interaction, let's say, with an audience, where I think Bondi is, and I'm not insulting her for her age, but I think she's too old to really comprehend what's going on. When you go, I could look at a bunch of different examples, but I'll give you two. If you go, you know, Netanyahu was just in the White House and a bunch of people were taking pictures with Netanyahu and sharing them on social media. When I tell you, you can't find a single positive reply, I mean, you can't find a single positive reply. And it's the same thing. The White House puts up this image of Trump as Superman. I mean, 2 months ago, if the White House did that, people would eat it up. They'd love it. We'd be laughing and celebrating and jovial and making jokes. They do it today. Go into the replies. 95% negative. So I think Bongino and Patel are really starting to notice and see. It's like, hey, this is coming off the rails. We're now being dealt reputational damage. We either get it on the rails now or I don't know. They might just have to walk away.
Well, I think they've known that from day one. At least they thought they would go in there. First of all, what they're doing in terms of fighting crime, it shouldn't go unnoticed and it should go praised. The only problem is like every, you know, Bongino puts out a tweet, busted 400 kilograms of fentanyl, 600 child predators, whatever. And then all the replies are, what about Epstein? What about Epstein? What about Epstein? So, you know, they have another job, which they're doing and doing successfully and getting bogged down in this. And I don't know that she's too old. The Epstein files, the Epstein case is the stuff of not internet lore, cultural lore. It's like, it says it's on par with JFK assassination, Martin Luther King assassination, which is exactly why the disclosures were promised at the same time. That's how important it is. And if the argument at the end of the day is there's no client list, in quotes, okay, what about the unindicted co-conspirators? Okay, well, if the argument is some people might have been frequenting Epstein's Island but not partaking in anything and there's no evidence of it, so we don't want to smear their names by releasing this information, then you have a press conference to explain that away and let people accept that explanation on its face or not. What you don't do is this dead of the night, unsigned, undated memo, and then shame anybody who continues asking the questions that were so important. This matter became an election issue when Trump got elected. And I said from the beginning, this was a litmus test issue, the Epstein case. You promise disclosures, you talk about an Epstein client list, you humiliate the influencers who thought they were getting new information. In fact, they got less information than was already publicly available. Then you promise a release in phases, and then it comes to, there's nothing, shut up and go home. I might have to let my dog out of the office. But yeah, so it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. The only question is, now, it's damage control, but if you have the people who know what, not what the people want, but what the people expect, and you have someone who is totally unaware, Bondi's so unaware that there are cases going to the Supreme Court that the federal government is not intervening in. She's attorney general. Douglas Mackey, the alt-right meme maker. They pursued that appeal, which he just won. But she's out of touch, incompetent. The only question is it incompetence or corruption?
Viva Fry, my guest, vivabarneslaw.locals.com on X at the Viva Fry. All right, I want to give you two lanes to kind of sprint down here and then maybe get into the leaked memo. And that is the Florida versus New York. And I did a review of this in the first hour. But basically, when you look at the sweetheart deal he got in Florida and then New York saying, no, not so fast. You know, part of that deal, when you read into it, is no, there are co-conspirators. Like, that was, like, part of the original deal was, like, there are co-conspirators, but part of this deal is we're gonna basically exonerate them. And then New York came in and said no. So that's one lane that you can sprint down. And then here's the other, and I don't really see this getting much play, but Bondi's talked about all the victims and the videotapes and all of this other stuff. Well, why is nobody asking, like, what is the source for this? I mean, shouldn't this all launch a bigger investigation? Like, shouldn't this all launch, like, where are the kids coming from, right? Who's trafficking the children? Cause, I mean, Bonnie is admitted, it's like, yeah, this is the worst content on the internet, there's all these victims, and there's these minors. So, I mean, clearly there's a whole nother realm out there where children are being abused. So it's like, no, you don't shut the case, you dig in further. So, I mean, those are the two lanes. It's like, where do you go? It's like, hey, this isn't the shut case, this should open a case, and then the Florida versus New York decision.
This is actually part of one of the, I say it's not a conspiracy theory, but like, if they were going to lie to us and we were expected to buy into the lie, one reason I could think of is, okay, fine, they're doing like sting operations of the people who procured or produced the CSEM, child sexual abuse material, because he had tens of thousands of videos. So maybe, you know, if you want to give the benefit of the doubt, why would they lie to us? It's to let the criminals on the other end think they've gotten off while they investigate. I don't believe that. That's as much of a steel man as I can make. They haven't explained if the videos, the CSAM on Epstein's computer, was produced by him or procured from others. Either way, it leads to the next question. Who was in the production if he did it himself? And who was in the production if he procured it from others? So even that explanation, oh, he had child sexual abuse material on his computer, tens of thousands of videos of allegedly what we're led to believe is other people. Are they investigating that? Do they have to lie to us so they can have a thorough investigation there? I don't believe it, but the flip side is everyone's like, doesn't make any sense. Was it his material? As far as it goes for unindicted co-conspirators, I was on with Megyn Kelly earlier today, and the attorney Dave, he's the state attorney. You know, back in the day, everybody knew there were unindicted co-conspirators. The only question is, were they innocent of wrongdoing? Or was this a sweetheart deal out of Florida to protect unindicted co-conspirators? Now, I have to go back to that sweetheart deal, and my understanding is that may be where the controversy lies. One thing that I'm thoroughly convinced of now, and is part of the issue that I have also with relying on the file to say that Epstein killed himself and there's no other people involved, that's the file literally coming out of a criminal FBI under the likes of Comey, Brennan, that is such a criminal organization. You know, there's investigations or referrals for criminal investigation right now. You can't rely on that file for whatever's in it or whatever's not in it. And so then you got to go back to the beginning and see what the heck was going on, why they got that sweetheart deal at the time, and whether or not it involves unindicted co-conspirators of political influence, which I'm sure it does, because Prince Andrew, who's not an incidental tangential party to all of this, is as pretty much as high as you can get. But yeah, it's then the other thing, Owen. What went missing at the Southern District of New York field office for the FBI when Pam Bondi had to issue that scathing letter to Kash Patel to say they're going to comply with my request, and I'm shocked that they haven't already?
Well, and even that deserves maybe further discussion, because it's like these things have been sitting around there for 5 years. You know, it's not like this is some new thing that they just got. They've been there since the first Trump administration. But to digress off of that for a second, let's talk about the leaked memo, because this is something that kind of just came and went, and nobody really wants to address it or talk about it. First of all, and I remember when it first happened, the same Trump sycophant groupies, it's fake, it's fake, stop reporting on it, it's fake, it's Axios. Well, I guess it's not fake, because the White House has now essentially triple confirmed that it's real. Okay, so it's real. Well, then who leaked it, and why, and who wrote it? And why? There's no date? There's no name? I mean, you'd think that the scandal of the leak itself would be big enough for people to dig into, plus the fact that nobody has a name or a date on it. How is the memo not getting really, I mean, obviously the memo of, hey, we're done with the Epstein thing, that gets all the attention, but it's like, what about the leak? What about no date, no name?
Owen, like, nobody's going to look at my backdrop and have any doubts as to who I, you know, vigorously support in terms of who needed to be the president and who is the president of our time. any criticism really is constructive and not like the same type of criticism I issue against Justin Trudeau or Kamala Harris. How the hell is Trump not put his foot down on this? Like, I don't think that he understands. Trump made this an issue of the campaign. Trump brought this up pretty much for the first time, made Epstein the household name in 2015. He understands how serious this is, and he understands it's not a question of being loyal to Trump. It's a question of being loyal to the truth, or at the very least appreciative of the truth of this conspiracy, which is a bona fide conspiracy, and how he's putting up with an unsigned, undated memo. And you're right. At first, I'm getting railed on the internet because people are saying, Viva, it's a fake memo. It's on Axios. I'm like, dude, I just sent you the link from the DOJ website. And they're like, oh, that's an unlisted page. It was leaked there by a hacker. It's like, if that's the case, A, repudiate the memo, and B, go after the leaker. But it is not a leaked memo. It's not like the same type of sabotage that people were alleging with the intel on the Iranian strike that didn't do as much damage. And they say that was leaked classified info of low confidence. This is, who the hell thought this was a good idea? Todd Blanche gets on Twitter today and says, no, we all discussed it. We all agreed on this memo and we all signed off on it. And I replied, it's like, literally nobody signed off on it. That's the problem. How do you not appreciate how that looks to people who think there is a conspiracy with Epstein, period, full stop, whether or not he had a client list, whether or not he killed himself, which as far as I'm concerned, even if he killed himself, that's a conspiracy, to put out this memo that says nothing to see here and then assert that it was agreed to and signed off on by all parties when it's signed off on by nobody is just, it's almost like it's creating chaos for the sake of it. And then I genuinely wonder, are they creating chaos as a smokescreen to do something else? Who the hell knows? But throwing a bone of, now we're also criminally investigating Brennan and Comey for crimes which are lapsing by the day, as Patel said it is in his Rogan podcast, that's not going to be the consolation prize for the monumental, unforced blunder that this has been. And they better fix it sooner than later, because this can spin even further out of control if it's not out of control enough already.
Well, and at this point, I mean, I this is just how I feel. It's just the truth. I'm losing confidence and trust in this administration. That I can't help it. That's just the truth of how I feel. I wish it wasn't the case. But so that's why I'm saying maybe 1% chance that they really go after Comey and Brennan. To me, that was just red meat to cover for the disaster that was that memo. But, you know, here's another interesting fact of the memo. They edited it. Whoever put it out rushed it to press so quickly that they had all kinds of spacing errors on page two, and the actual Department of Justice seal was like a low bit image. They actually edited it, fixed the spacing issues, and put up a new image that was sharp.
Oh, and if someone were to think that a government has been co-opted to cover up a serious conspiracy involving global political leaders, this is how it would play out in a comedy. Not even in a John le Carré or a Grisham novel. It's ridiculous. It's patently preposterous. And I can understand the pressure that Bongino and Patel are under. They're not the decision makers. And if I'm sitting there looking at people screw this entire thing up, and I say, look, I'm trying to help you. I've given up wealth and you know, a life of pleasure to do this. You're not listening to us. You're making everything worse. You're compromising this administration, and you're compromising our reputation and goodwill. I can only imagine how frustrating it is for them, but to double, triple down on it. I mean, all right, let's see some internal correspondence that says who signed off on this, who drafted it, and let them just take a press conference for a few hours and answer some questions on it. Thus far, nothing. Caroline Leavitt and Pam Bondi herself has said zero all week. Todd Blanche, 6 days later, yeah, it's an authentic memo and we all signed off on it, despite having no signature.
And then to throw gasoline on the fire, Trump says, stop talking about it. Why are we still talking about it? And then now it's just the whole thing is up in flames. Viva Fry, great as always. Follow him on X at the Viva Fry. A great follow, a great man, a great show host. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, and joining me now, another great attorney, and I will say, great friend of mine. And you know, it's ironic, Robert Barnes joining me now at Barnes_Law on X. Viva BarnesLaw.locals.com, BarnesLawLLP.com. You know, it's ironic, Bob, because, you know, it's definitely not self-serving for us to be critical of the Trump administration, considering we're weighing our own January 6th litigation with the Department of Justice. I almost don't even care about that, you know. And people are going for big paydays, so it's like, yeah, I could take that approach. I can't even do it. I'm more loyal to the truth. So, but here we are, and there's so much swirling. I can't help myself. The Epstein files, just the gravity, the black hole, and the issues with Pam Bondi just are my biggest. I just can't get away from it. I can't. I got these other stacks of news, but I just can't get away from this. It's just so big. And when somebody tells me not to talk about something, I guess that's just the contrarian in me. Where do you want to start with this? You know, we've got the fallout now, apparently internally inside of the administration. with Bongino. And let me just maybe give a little context to that. And I want to be careful here, but I mean, I alluded to this on the War Room earlier this week, but there are people or maybe a single person inside the administration that are using other people like a junkyard dog, like a guard dog to basically manipulate the whole situation. I'm going to leave it at that. But now we've got apparently fallout with Bongino. I think it's been obvious with the body language of Patel and Bongino versus Bondi. And now the Epstein files just kind of blows the whole thing up. So, you know, where do you want to begin on this just absolute debacle?
Well, I'll give a shout out to Secretary Kennedy, who has said that who is the first, to my knowledge, Trump administration official to rebut the report and say everything should be disclosed concerning Epstein. And Kennedy was one of the people that Epstein tried to entrap. And Kennedy went on one plane trip with him to Colorado, a place he was going on his own with his own family, and concluded he wanted nothing more to do with Epstein. So, you know, the people with any degree of intelligence and instinct knew who he was. I recommend, though, I mean, what I would say is that the Trump White House, the Trump second term, sits at a cliff's edge, because what we're seeing is deference to the deep state, a huge gift to the deep state in continuing the Epstein cover up, a huge gift to the deep state in getting involved in the war with Iran, a huge gift to the deep state at staying embedded in the Ukrainian conflict with talk of sanctioning ourselves. If Trump were to go along with the Lindsey Graham sanctions, it will be the end of Trump's second term, guaranteed. Midterms will be a bloodbath. Democrats will win the House. Democrats will win the Senate. Trump will be impeached and he'll be lucky to not be removed. That's how significant the decisions he's sitting on. He ultimately got out of the Iranian escalation or de-escalation as the case may be, but now there's talk of trying to drag him back into it. Having Netanyahu here this week, the tone-deaf nature of the administration, Trump thinks, I'll just become George W. Bush and everybody in my base will love it. George W. Bush was one of the most hated presidents in American political history while he was still president. And so the idea that that would be your model, and it's effectively his model. He is he's basically hitching his wagon to Bibi Netanyahu. It is not a coincidence that this Epstein cover-up report, which now Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who I'd been skeptical of. There's people like him, Emil Bove, and others who have been promoted to us that even though they spent a lifetime as corporate lawyers, because they briefly represented Trump, they're magically and miraculously trustworthy. Blanche has proven he's utterly untrustworthy. Bondi was the Florida Attorney General while Epstein was doing his bad acts. She did nothing at all. She covered it. She helped wrongfully prosecute self-defense case George Zimmerman. She consistently targeted Second Amendment rights of people in Florida. She is a swampy Susie Wiles, is the chief of staff, a lifelong expended a lot of time as a lobbyist. She is the swamp. I mean, she is the deep state.
No, let me just pause you right there. How can we say this? And I'm sorry for interrupting because I know you're about to do it.
I mean, offend and upset anybody. You might as well.
I'm now looking at this, and Trump called Susie Wiles the most powerful woman in the world. I'm now looking at this, and I feel like Susie Wiles is doing more to manipulate public opinion and press releases and internal infighting. It seems like Susie Wiles is like the one pulling the strings, and she worked for Netanyahu to get him reelected.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she's a career lobbyist. I mean, she came into the Reagan administration with her husband in the early 80s. After that, she became...
I'm just going to say it. Why do you think Laura Loomer is critical of everybody else except Susie Wiles? Okay, I said it. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. There's all these people that are like, I'm friends with Robert Kennedy. You know, Secretary Rollins has reached out to me on the Amos Miller case. Friends with a range of people in the administration. I'm not going to... not criticize them or criticize actions or that they engage in simply for that. That's the DC game. That's that media access exchange that says, keep your mouth shut, play ball, dance to the tune. And even if nothing changes, it needs to change. I mean, if you believe in the American Constitutional Republic, you realize we need a revolution to restore that republic. That is what the American people really voted for in 2024. They wanted us out of the dumb wars. They wanted us out of the, they wanted us to deep six, the deep state. They wanted us to end this massive bloated government bureaucracy that is distorting our economy. They wanted to return money and property and power back to the ordinary American and stop this globalist vision of using us for foreign adventures, for foreign industry, for foreign immigration. And instead, the Trump administration is, you know, basically deciding whether or not to instead go full Bush, which is the equivalent of saying full retard. And so that's where we're at. And a key person throughout, I've been warning about this from day one. Swampy Susan is a very unreliable, untrustworthy ally. She lobbied for Pfizer. She brought in Bondi as a lobbyist for Pfizer. A lot of these people are.
Did you see this today, Bob? Bondi made changes to DOJ policy, and now the Pfizer cases are being dropped from the DOJ. Did you catch that?
Well, I know that personally because I represent Brooke Jackson. Brooke Jackson is the big whistleblower against the COVID vaccine and the principal person who ripped off the American people and disabled and killed all kinds of Americans is Pfizer. And yet the right now as we speak, the Justice Department, Bondi's Justice Department, is telling the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that the Trump administration has the identical policy on vaccines as the Biden administration. For those that don't know, the reason why the case was dismissed is the Justice Department asked for the case to be dismissed, not because there was no fraud committed by Pfizer, not because the COVID vaccine is even a vaccine, least of all safe or effective, not because it fulfilled the terms of the contract, but rather solely because they said the administration does not accept any criticism of vaccines. Clearly, Robert Kennedy has reversed that. And yet, Bondi is lying to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that they have it. So, I mean, that's who she is. She is behind. She approved the wrongful prosecution on a bogus legal theory of a COVID doctor that's going on right now in Dr. Moore in Utah, where this is an individual who people came to him and said, I've been forced to have a vaccine mandate, but I don't think the vaccine is the best option for me. And so he would agree to give them a saline treatment or other treatment other than the vaccine because he agreed that that was what was best for them. And he's being charged with federal fraud. Pfizer's being allowed to walk for killing millions of people around the world, disabling millions more, and stealing billions of dollars from the American people while a doctor is being prosecuted looking for 30 years in federal prison by Pam Bondi simply because he refused to go along with the COVID vaccine mandates and helped patients deal with it and that was in the best interest of the patients. So this is who she is.
Yeah, he literally, he's like stopping people from getting, you know, government mandated poison. He's facing decades. I think the only person I've seen right now calling to drop it is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is just, I mean, she's just been incredible.
To his credit, Senator Mike Lee did today as well. So it was good. But here's the amazing thing. She received that. Bondi received that and approved further prosecution. So, I mean, she's a complete corporate fraud. We went, and this is due to Swampy Susie Wiles. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of influencers that don't want to call her out, don't want to talk negative about her because they're afraid of what she will do to them, that she'll knife them in the back. That is the problem with Washington. You can't go along with these things. You can't power to the interest.
And that's the same reason why, and look, I give credit to the ones that have called it out, but it's the same reason why people were so upset about the Epstein Bindergate situation, because it's like, hey, look, and I get it. I get it. You get access to the White House. You get access to the Trump administration. It's like, okay, that can be good for your career. And you assume that the things you're being fed are good intelligence or good, you know, good sources and all that. And you're not being manipulated. You know, you gotta make up that, you gotta make your mind up on that for yourself. But again, just so people understand what you just said here, folks, literally you and me and many others, it's like going up against the administration now is detrimental. It's detrimental, but I don't care. I'm loyal to the truth. I can't sell out even if I wanted to. If I like came on today and I'm like, okay, just say Trump's doing great. It'll be good for your January 6th suit against the DOJ and all this other stuff. I could consciously say that. And then as soon as the mic goes on, I wouldn't be able to do it. I literally would not be able to do it.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's no question that what has happened somehow in the last 3 months, the Trump administration has been hijacked by deep state actors, principally on behalf of Israel. and because a bunch of key people have been purged from the Pentagon staff solely because they've voiced any skepticism about being Israeli first for our Pentagon. The John Ratcliffe has been trying to undermine and limit Tulsi Gabbard and was laundered bogus intelligence from Mossad to have the president lie to the world and pretend Iran had nuclear weapons, which was just nonsense. It was always nonsense. It was what Gabbard rebutted, is what every intelligence operative in the world had rebutted other than Mossad for decades. I mean, Netanyahu's been saying they're right about to have nuclear weapons since 1984. I mean, that's how ludicrous his lies are. The other thing that's underappreciated in the White House is they seem to think the politics of the 1980s. I mean, imagine putting a photo out there with Bibi Netanyahu and saying, give Trump the Nobel Peace Prize. You have literally no person that would condemn your opportunity for a Nobel Peace Prize than being associated with Warhorn Bibi Netanyahu.
That's like Jeffrey Epstein saying, hey, you get the Babysitter of the Year award.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You might as well do that. I mean, it's just, and you could tell the White House press secretary is unaware of it. Now, I personally believe all these people were neck deep in it. Viva and some others are more optimistic about Bongino and Patel than I am. I'm not optimistic. I mean, you know, here's one of my proxies. If somebody was in the influencer world for the last decade and they don't support and promote and protect Alex Jones and the lawfare attacks that were taking place on him and don't appear on InfoWars, I don't trust them. And that was Kash Patel for the most part. That was Dan Bongino for the most part. That was Pam Bondi for the most part. So that's why I never trusted these people, aside from their independent histories, in the case of Swampy Susie and Pam Bondi, of having an egregious conflict of interest. I mean, it tells you how corrupt the Senate is. The conflict of interest they should have been worried about is Pam Bondi working for Pfizer, Pam Bondi being a corporate lobbyist and working with lobbying groups that defended Pfizer and other big corrupt corporate actors. That should have been the concern. The America First Policy Institute that put General Kellogg there. This guy's a complete moron. I mean, why is Trump sending more weapons to Ukraine? Why are we getting further dragged into Ukraine? He promised to get us out of there. Instead, he gets further in.
Day one.
Yeah, exactly. Day one. We're going to get out.
I don't want to get off track here, but I'm glad you bring this up because, I think Kristi Noem is a good person. I don't think she's a bad person, but she's been a disaster. And now they're coming out and they're saying, and I just think she's in over her head. And I don't know why Trump brings her in. Maybe it's because she's cute or something. I don't know. Or she was loyal to him. But
Corey Lewandowski's a big fan.
Easy there. Yeah.
I got to get you a little more trouble there.
Yeah. Thank you for that one. We're really ruffling some feathers now. Anyway, back to the point. They're coming out and Noem is saying, oh, we've done a great job responding to the Texas floods and Trump come. And I don't even think he knows, to be honest. I don't think Trump really knows. I think he's just being loyal to his administration, but he's saying, oh yeah, Kristi Noem was on the ball. This is a couple miles north of us. I know people that are stranded. I'm talking to them every day. I know some of the volunteers that are going in and out trying to get help. No, the response to the Texas floods has been abysmal at best. It's almost been nothing. It's almost been a nothing burger except to tell the people they're stranded. That's like all they've gotten is they've stranded. Now there's so much pressure that the Corps of Engineers are thinking about finally building a temporary bridge to get these people an outlet. They have no electricity. They have no water. The whole thing is a complete disaster. So it's just the same thing. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and sell people a lie. No, they did not respond well to the Texas floods. Stop telling me they did.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, for those that may wonder, there's no question that the report that's put out is false on Epstein. So Todd Blanche is lying, and he says that Bongino, Patel, and Bondi were all part of the lie. He doesn't call it a lie, but I do because it's quite obvious lying. I mean, there's no excuse for not disclosing the financial records. There's no excuse for not disclosing the records of the adults who attended his island and who attended his various parties. As Alan Dershowitz, who was his prior lawyer, falsely accused of being involved in it, and that's what led him to a deeper dive, has said, yes, there is in fact a list. Yes, they were involved in illegal behavior. And yes, I know why they're hiding it. And I'll give Dershowitz credit for going public with that. Because some of them are very influential donors in the U.S. Some are very influential political actors in the U.S., including William Jefferson Clinton, including Bill Gates, but not including Les Wexner, founder of Victoria's Secret. You can watch a Hulu documentary, no less, Wexner's connections on Victoria's Secret, Angels and Demons, and is about the depth of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein in ways that are unexplained. This is a guy that had millions and millions of dollars that never earned it legitimately, ever. This is a guy who got a prestigious job at the Dalton School, and who was the principal that was leaving, and on his way out, his principal hire was Jeffrey Epstein, as someone who didn't even have a college degree to get this access to these elite privileged kids at the Dalton School. You're talking about, you know, Megyn Kelly sends her kids to the Dalton School. And Dalton School has always been a bastion of privilege. Well, it was Bill Barr's father. And who's Bill Barr's father? Well, go back and look up Bill Barr's father's connection to OSS and CIA that Bill Barr himself would continue when he was general counsel for the CIA, helping the, by the way, last time we had the equivalent of Epstein files, it was the MK Ultra and assassination files. Guess when they went missing? They went missing when Poppy Bush was CIA director, and guess who his lead counsel was? Bill Barr. And then Epstein gets indicted while Bill Barr is attorney general. While Bill Barr is attorney general, Epstein gets murdered. Eternal truth number one, Epstein didn't kill himself. I hear these people saying, oh, Barnes, you don't understand how dangerous it is in jails and prison. I represent people all the time. I represent as many people who try to commit self-harm inside these facilities as any lawyer in the country. That facility and where he was located was designed to make it impossible to kill yourself. And in fact, I think there had only been one other successful attempt in like the 10 years that had ever been there. So this is a nonsense. And then they put out a fake video. They put out a video that says it's of his cell. It's not of his cell. It's of an alleyway that can lead to his cell. And of course, there's missing minutes in it. They said, don't worry, we'll find that somewhere. I mean, it's just one lie on another, one fraud on another. And now Blanche is admitting he's complicit in it. Bongino's complicit in it. Patel is complicit in it. Bondi is complicit in it. And the only question people now have is Trump complicit in it? Right now, the public opinion polls, I don't think Trump is implicated at all, because I think it would have been disclosed a long time ago. And I don't think he fits the profile of the kind of person who would be suckered into the Epstein honey trap. However, the American people now think he is. They did a YouGov poll. American people said they think Trump was involved in criminal activities. This is what happens when you cover this stuff up.
Yeah, and let me expand on that for a second here. Because you mentioned this earlier about Kennedy, when he got his association with Epstein, he was like, okay, this guy's a creep. I want nothing to do with it. You know, I think Trump, after maybe more exposure in a private manner to Epstein, probably reached the same conclusion. Like, when they're all at parties and there's, you know, Playboy bunnies running around, and they're like, oh, look at how hot she is. I could, you know, maybe he doesn't get it at that point. And maybe Dershowitz, you know, he just comes at it from a legal an attorney's angle. So, okay, he's just involved as an attorney. But, yeah, I would say that the three of them, I don't think they engage in anything illegal. You might say immoral, but I don't think they were involved in whatever Epstein was doing. Let me float a new conspiracy that I have, and I'd want a conspiracy theory that I have now, as I'm kind of trying to just make sense of it all. And there's an unaired documentary that Bannon actually did, like more than 10 hours of an interview with Epstein, which some of the stuff has leaked. And you can tell, like, just from watching that, you get a new perspective on Epstein. Clearly this guy was a creep as Trump. I mean, clearly this guy was a messed up creep. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, when you go back to just Epstein's past and everything and all the weird connections, and they want us to just believe Epstein is some isolated pedophile. Like, that's what they're trying to have us convinced, is that Epstein was some isolated pedophile. Well, maybe at some point he was. I guess, let me try to just encapsulate this conspiracy theory that I have here. If they knew Epstein was just some pedophile, and they love to bring in pedophiles and blackmail them and then have them do their bidding, whatever. So he's this pedophile. They start to bring him into the system. You know, they start to introduce him into the system and kind of groom him to be something bigger. Eventually he gets introduced to all these powerful people. He becomes the financier, whatever. He makes all of this money. And then like a drug dealer, let's say, he's basically using his own supply, as they say, when it comes to the content and the children. But he was kind of just like the drug dealer for all these elites. Like, oh, you wanted some, you know, you wanted the nasty content, you're looking for a kid, you want to go to the island, whatever. Epstein is the guy. could Maxwell have actually been running the whole thing? My new conspiracy theory is that Epstein really was just some pedophile that kind of got groomed into the system and used as like their dealer. But whatever blackmail he had or was using, he didn't have, he might not have had any of it. Do you think Maxwell could have been the one that was actually the intelligence asset running the whole thing? And Epstein was just like, you know, he was just like the drug dealer, just moving it around, getting invited to all the parties, you know, kind of the pimp. But maybe Maxwell with the direct family ties to intelligence, you know, I'm starting to think maybe she was actually running the whole thing and Epstein was just pedophile pervert that was blackmailed into and groomed into the system.
Yeah, I mean, my view is the unusual nature by which he was hired by Donald Barr tells me that he was, before Epstein recruited anybody else for his honey traps, he himself was recruited. And he was recruited by intelligence, and the most likely connection, the two unique factors we have is his unusual, three, I should say, his unusual relationship with Wexner, his unusual relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, and his unusual relationship with Bill Barr's father. And what they all have in common is Mossad and the CIA. That's it. They have nothing else in common. So that tells you that he was a Mossad CIA recruit, that it was started from the beginning. Those that don't know, I mean, here he was given access to some of the richest, most powerful people, but also underage girls while he was teaching at Dalton School. He then parlays that relationship that he meets there somehow to getting a job at Bear Stearns because, and he met him through the Dalton School. So like how he gets the Dalton School job has never been explained by anybody because Dalton School was basically they hired like the Ivy League graduates to teach their kids because it's that kind of private school. They don't hire college dropouts. That's what Epstein was. No history, right? So the fact that, so he was placed there as a plant, both to get access to powerful people, but also to get access to underage girls and then combine the two. And then from early on, Maxwell, for those that don't know, you know, Maxwell escapes Czechoslovakia during the beginning of the stages of World War II, goes to the UK. He becomes this sort of magnate, media magnate, publisher magnate. There's whole books about him as being an Israeli super spy. And it was not just Mossad though. He worked with KGB. He worked with MI6. He worked with the CIA. He worked with the entire intelligence community. He used a lot of what he actually had a long feud with Rupert Murdoch, but he would use the media as part of that intelligence operation, both getting intelligence and spreading propaganda. His connection to honey traps was infamously well known.
And then, you know, falls off his boat and dies. We're almost out of time here. I know Alex has a question for you. We're going to air that shortly, but you know, in my closing statements, here's why I go to this point, because I met young drug dealers when I was in the federal prison. I met these young drug dealers and they basically told me what happens. It's like, do you really think the rich, powerful people want to deal drugs? Like, do you really think the rich, powerful people want to drive around the country and cross the borders with a bunch of smack? No. They recruit a young person to do it. And then they give them all the resources they need, cars, money, guns, and then they do all the dirty work. So that's why I'm like, was that Epstein to them? Like, was he just the guy? It's like, hey, he's into the same stuff we're in. Let's just give him a bunch of money. He can run the show. And then when we need to go to the island, there we are with what we want.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physician. physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the intel I've got from multiple FBI sources and White House-connected sources. One of them being Kyle Serafin, who's really proven he's really dialed in and has a great knack for figuring out what's going on. There is orders obviously coming down from the top, Trump, to move on from the Epstein thing. And so when this fiasco came out with them giving mixed messages on the Epstein files, the first move was to blame Pam Bondi, who Susie Wiles likes, Trump likes, but everybody else doesn't like, and reportedly is on her way out in the near future. At least people are pushing for that. Bongino will probably resign, if not now, soon. And then he can keep his honor and, you know, go back to the media. And Kash Patel is, you know, really the guy that the establishment likes. I'm not saying he's overall a bad person, but because of some of the issues and some of his congressional testimony that they could call perjury, that they still let slip through, that he's more and more what the Washington system actually likes. And so that's where we're at on all of this. I wanted to get Robert Barnes's take on what I'm saying here on air and the fact that I don't believe this Epstein-Streisand effect's going away. I think what's gone on the last few months, but really this final last week, is only going to get more intense now. That's my view. I think it's a giant distraction from overall the great things the Trump administration is doing. And I wish this fiasco would have never happened because now Epstein's gone from a mega massive story to really the biggest ever. And it's going to become one of the deciding issues of the Trump administration, regardless of what Trump wants. So that's where we are. What's your take?
All right, you heard it there. Bob Barnes with me here. Your response?
Yeah, I mean, Alex, as usual, is ahead of the curve on a lot of these issues. I think this was a Trump decision, to be clear. I know a lot of Trump supporters, and I am a Trump supporter, want to let him off the hook on this. I do not. Everything about this screamed this was a Trump decision. And it was a continuation of just getting into bed with Bibi Netanyahu. And that saying, hey, making it clear to everybody, hey, don't worry, the Epstein doctor totally closed, shut down, nothing is going to happen, nothing to see here. The same with the two assassination attempts on the president's life himself, don't worry, nothing to see here, nothing further to do. Was a message both to the American deep state, but particularly to Israel and Mossad, that they are completely in the clear. And so I think this was now the question, but it was handled so incompetently and ineptly at the White House. The question then becomes, even if Trump decided on a cover up, this could have been handled PR wise 100 times better. So who do they blame? And the most likely culprit is going to be Bongino's not going to go down on this. Patel's not willing to go down on this. So that leaves one and only person, really, and that's Attorney General Pam Bondi. And I think the nature of her failures in general, I'm not going to regret her being the sacrificial lamb on this because she deserves to be. She never deserved to be in that position in the first place. The problem is I think Trump believes that fixes his problem. Just give a sacrificial lamb, maybe appoint a special counsel that just delays everything 3 more years. But the problem with that is the American people now are suspect of the Trump administration, their truth, their integrity, their honesty, their transparency. You know, all the things Trump had done in the first 6 months to rebuild and restore that faith and trust and the ability of our government to just do its job is now substantially impaired. And I think he has convinced himself, he sold himself an ad, just like, hey, I can bomb Iran, there won't be any blowback. All of a sudden, they're starting to close the Straits of Hormuz. China and Russia are working with them. Suddenly, Trump's got to capitulate and do a ceasefire immediately. Don't worry. All you got to do is put a little pressure on Russia. They'll fold because we'll pretend that there's all these Russian casualties and the Russian economy is falling apart. These have been lies for 3 years in a row. It's Ukraine's economy that's falling apart. It's Ukraine's government that's falling apart. It's Ukraine that is a dictatorship that's destroying human rights and liberties and endangering world peace, not Russia. And it is Ukraine losing massively on the battlefield, not Russia. It is Ukraine losing badly in its economy, not Russia. And yet Trump convinced themselves of these ludicrous lies because he sells himself an ad. Because it's like the COVID vaccine pitch. Only you, Mr. President, could get this vaccine done. Only you, Mr. President, could save the world. And he became so emotionally and ego attached to it that it took him 4 years to finally quit yipping about something that was actually a disaster that he still thinks
all right,
makes
we're up
him Superman
break here.
And the hero.
Hold that thought. We'll reintroduce that on the other side. Short break here as we are entering the third hour.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Bob Barnes with me. And let me give you a little framework here to everything you just said, if anybody wants to doubt it. We have the most accurate pollster, Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen, put out the net approval rating showing that Trump's approval has tanked. It's tanked. And I don't know. It's gone up and down before, you know, but this one could be permanent. I don't know how they do damage control on this at this point, to be honest. I don't think a fall guy or girl or I don't know. This one is not good because people like the most ardent supporters in his base, like myself, are now losing trust fast. You know, in fact, maybe even permanently. I got to be honest. I mean, that's just how I feel. But the polls show, and there's clear demarcation lines, and it all started with the Iran strikes. The first dip was the Iran strike. The second dip was the hostage negotiation over the big, beautiful bill. And then the third big dip was also with the statement he made on Epstein. The Elon Musk fallout, you know, maybe kind of plays into this a little bit too, but those were the three big incidents. This is undeniable. And you know what? Even if you want to just throw the polls out, any realist that talks politics with people, any realist that follows political trends and commentary, I just listen. I mean, here's one that not many people do, but I listen to talk radio. And Bob, let me tell you, I listen to the most conservative talk radio stations of people that love Trump, nothing but positive to say with Trump. They open up the phone lines and now the callers are like, this is not what I voted for. I'm not getting what I want. So by all metrics, except the fake news polls, except the propaganda polls, by all other metrics, this thing is sliding downhill fast, and it might be so slick that I don't even know if they can climb back up. But you were just getting into the trust issues and these things in the last break. For people that doubt that, I just wanted to give you a little context, a little framework to understand, no, this is exactly what's happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been a political bettor now for a long time, and if I was a betting man, I would say that Trump is at major risk. And because he is. And the thing is, it could get a lot worse. Bibi Netanyahu is already pitching this week in the White House, us going back into Iran, including the option of committing ground troops in Iran to do another regime change effort in Iran. While, you know, he is backed out of and is now getting entrapped in Ukraine. And he's talking about backing that lunatic Lindsey Graham. I mean, this week he attacks Thomas Massey and endorses Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton's busy trying to draft a bill to completely gut the power of Tulsi Gabbard and shift it all to the CIA. I mean, he's been a war whore for forever. And so same with the loser Lindsey Graham. And these are the people he's promoting. Well, what are they pitching? They want him to pass a 500% sanctions bill on Russia. What this would do is sink the U.S. economy. It would sink us because if it actually was effective, it would lead to a drastic rise in the price of energy. Energy is the number one reason why prices have gone down.
And he could have fixed all of this. If he would have just focused on the trade and the tariffs, then you might actually be able to get this done economically. Now you're putting that on the back burner and it could, now the whole world could turn against you. Now your whole tariff policy could totally backfire where it could have been a big success. Now it's like, oh, I don't know. By the way, Trump is in Texas right now in Kerrville. Any highlights or anything from that? You see him there. We'll bring that to you. But continuing this conversation, by the way, Bob, and you were just getting into this too. And this is all, it was all propaganda from the beginning. And I knew why Trump was saying to stop talking about the Iran strikes not working, because he does want to stop the war. And that was part of his deal to stop it was, hey, look, we blew it up. All right. Now shut up. We're done. We blew it up. Well, now Israel is coming out today as you're talking about Netanyahu's lobbying into the White House. Israel's come out today and said, oh, nope, you didn't destroy the facility. So, I mean, it's clear what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely. It's been clear from day one. I mean, what was amazing was if everybody in his base had not made a huge amount of noise that ultimately got back into the White House through the form of Vice President Vance, we would have likely committed to a regime change war in Iran already. That what happened was through Vance, they saw the blowback that the country had no interest in this. His base had no interest in this, that the ship, we're not in 2001 anymore. We're not in the 1980s anymore. This ain't Kansas anymore. The net effect of this is such that the Americans are unwilling to accept or tolerate any deviation from MAGA by Trump. And Trump's, you know, pretending that he invented this. No, he just tapped it. Because to your point, when Trump was successful between 2012 and 2016, what he did is he quit obsessing over Fox News, quit obsessing over the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and Rupert Murdoch's New York Daily News. And instead asked Roger Stone and his crew to go around and listen to talk radio each day. Listen to Michael Savage. Listen to Alex Jones. Listen to Rush Limbaugh. Listen to at that time, Laura Ingraham, back when she was more honest populist than she's been since she's been bought off at Fox.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, I know. I got long. Fox loved having me on all the time. And then I announced I was going to help Alex Jones, and boom, no more.
You know, Fox has their own blacklist. Michael Savage has to be one of those that could be because of Mark Levin, but who he's, you know, he's very happy. He's got blood in his eyes. But Michael Savage is on the Fox blacklist. When Laura Ingraham, who's good friends with Michael Savage, when she got her Fox News show, she promised Savage, no matter what, that she'd get him on, and you know that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, so this is all on Trump now. So the two things people should be aware of is, one, it could get a lot worse. The Epstein thing is a symbol of a bigger problem. It's not just a symbolic case of its own form in the sense of how it could expose as a Rosetta Stone for transparency for the government. It also signals that Trump is getting caught in the neocon trap. And that this could get much, much worse. If he signs on to those ludicrous sanctions bills that they're proposed, 500% sanctions, if they actually worked, if Russian oil was literally shut off from the world's economy, it would not deter Russia. Russia sees the Ukraine battle as existential for its future. But what it will do is send our oil and gas prices up quadrupling, as much as quadrupling. That's what some internal estimates project. This would be a disaster for the entire economy.
Yeah. Let me reframe this for you, because this is such an important thing as we're kind of jumping into a new path here. It all connects, but let me reframe this for you so that the audience understands what you're about to get into. Trump's economic plan was probably the most important thing for the country, and I think it had the highest success potential. It had the highest success potential, and it was the most important thing. And it's dealing with trade issues, energy issues, all kinds of things. It all ties in together. That was the most important thing. It is now all at risk. And I would say too, before I go back to you, I think Putin would rather deal with America. I think Putin would rather make deals with America than the communist Chinese and everybody else. But now here we go again with this horrible leftover hangover of the Cold War foreign policy of let's put Russia aside instead of having a strong relation that would benefit all of us. No, let's push Russia aside. We're pushing Russia right into the arms of the Chinese. We're pushing Russia right into the arms of, hey, let's make BRICS strong. So yeah, so this is what people need to understand. All the foreign policy disasters that are coming out of the Trump administration right now are now risking the entire economic agenda. That's what you're getting into.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at it, it started out so promising. We're going to get out of these Mideastern wars, force Netanyahu to do a ceasefire in Gaza, so that isn't a ceaseless issue, where he goes to Saudi Arabia and says, no more regime change conflict, we're not going to do this anymore, says we're going to get out of Ukraine, initially suspended weapons to Ukraine when he first came in. All of this, and then he shifted to, we're going to restructure the entire global economic order around a U.S. industrial policy that leverages our consumer market to produce more goods here in America, to improve jobs and wages in America, and we're going to get mass deportations and encourage people just leaving who are here illegally to begin with based on the nature of our deportation orders. And what's that going to do? It's going to free up jobs for Americans and increase wages for Americans. And it was working fantastically. It was, I mean, the tariffs were bringing in massive amounts of revenue. All kinds of companies were announcing major industrial investments. He gets full 20-year immediate depreciation if you build a factory in the United States. To me, one of the most impactful aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill. He gets that through. He gets all these announcements of major investments. We see it in the job growth and the wage growth, real job growth for the first time for native-born American workers since the last time Trump was president. Real wage growth. In other words, growth above the cost of living. For the first time since Trump was president. And he's willing to blow it all up for Bibi Netanyahu. It's like a guy who's a wanted war criminal as we speak. Now, I think the International Criminal Court is a complete joke, but Bibi has promoted and instigated more wars than any other person in the Middle East. He's been involved in far more Middle East chaos and conflict than anybody.
What's the analogy here? I mean, this is maybe a little mundane, but it's like, imagine you're in high school and you're trying to like gain popularity or a friend group or something. And you're caught now hanging out with the kid that like picks his boogers and eats them and like, you know, pees at the urinal with his pants down at his ankles. You know what I mean? It's like if you want to like become cool and get friends and introduce to these other social groups, it's like, that's the last guy you want to be caught associating with. It's like, that's what Trump is doing with Netanyahu now.
Oh, exactly. I mean, basically Trump is Little Red Riding Hood, and Bibi the Wolf Netanyahu is pretending he's his happy to help hap grandma. I mean, that's what's happening. And it's mind-boggling to me. Now, part of it is Trump lives in a political fantasy land in the 1980s. Israel's real popular and all that machoism is real. No, it's not. Even Reagan got us the heck out of there. When Reagan realized Israel had dragged us into a ceaseless potential conflict in Beirut and Lebanon, what did Reagan do? He pulled us out. And then he invaded some tiny little island nobody cared about, right? You know, that's how you do that combo. You don't get us further involved. You don't drag us further in, not into the Middle East, not into Europe. And if he does get dragged in, he'll end his presidency. And they'll be happy to do so. For the neocons, this is win-win. Either they get their agenda in Ukraine, they get their agenda in the Middle East, they get their agenda on the Defense Department, they get their agenda in covering up Epstein, and they get the added bonus, Trump takes himself out in the process. It's the ultimate trap. But it's one that is not surprising given swampy Susie Wiles as chief of staff.
By the way, for folks watching here, we've got the split screen up. This is probably the first time you're seeing a lot of these images out of the flood disaster zone in North Austin. It's about 30 or so miles north of Austin. It was really bad, folks. It didn't get, and really they just couldn't even get cameras in there unless you were on a helicopter. That's part of the reason why you didn't see it. So you're really starting to see how bad it was. As Trump is there visiting now. But to get back on topic here, another thing I don't really see discussed, and you're kind of getting into it now, I don't think people properly understand what this is even doing to our military and our other allies, because obviously Biden hollowed out our military. We lost a bunch of equipment in Afghanistan that is now in the hands of different proxy groups and everything else. That was probably by design. Same exact thing happened with all the Ukraine aid. A lot of that just ended up in these different proxy groups. They didn't track or trace it. Nobody knows where it is. Ukraine was always going to lose that war anyway. Now they're going to lose it even worse than ever because of it. So if Ukraine is our ally, well, they're about to fall and we're never going to get a return on investment there. If Israel is our ally, I don't know. It might be too early to say, but if that ends up in a larger war, I don't know who comes to Israel's defense besides America. Okay, so now the U.S. is going to be forced to defend Israel in a situation like that. Well, what do you think China is going to do in Taiwan? America is going to totally abandon Taiwan. Maybe if we get the semiconductors and all the factories in America built and up and running, it might not affect us as much, but that's a years-long process. That's not going to happen overnight. So we're not just talking about gas prices. We're talking about technology prices as well in a very important industry. So is anybody talking about that? Ukraine is going to totally fall apart. Russia is going to take Ukraine entirely. And our military was hollowed out by Biden. And even though we just got all the spending in the big, beautiful bill, again, just like getting all these factories running, that takes years. And this thing is going faster. It's going too fast. We can't catch up.
Oh, completely. It's a disaster at multiple levels. I mean, what Secretary Hegseth did and Undersecretary Colby did was simply recognize Eldridge Colby, for those that don't know, grandson of the CIA director who actually was transparent at the CIA, and thus they sacked him at the CIA. So Colby is undersecretary. He's the one who wrote the report that said, look, we have serious loss of capacity in a whole bunch of military industrial areas, including especially weapons we've been sending to Israel and Ukraine. And we've got to fix this or Taiwan is completely vulnerable. Other part, the U.S. is completely vulnerable. Our other U.S. military bases, which are all over the place, are exceptionally vulnerable. Now, I agree with Steve Bannon. It's time to bring them home. Let's not have 500 bases all around the world. But if we're going to have them, by golly, you got to at least protect our soldiers. And right now we can't because we're giving it to Zelensky. We're giving it to Bibi. And as you point out, whether you're giving it to Zelensky or to Bibi, as the case may be, try to look at who it is that actually funded Hamas in its October 7th attacks. Hint, it wasn't Iran. It was coming through Qatar, but who was the original source of it? Who signed documents approving it? None other than Bibi Netanyahu. And at the same time, guess what other arms the Hamas was using that day? Some people recognized them. They were U.S. arms. Where were the U.S. arms coming from? Laundered through Ukraine. The money laundering, arms laundering capital of the world. I mean, this goes back to the Lord of War movie, remember? Where the Nicolas Cage's younger brother, where does he go to? Ukraine. Where does
he was a Ukrainian. He played a Ukrainian in that film.
Yeah, remember that? Remember he does a whole map of Ukraine in cocaine. I think that's was a natural inspiration for Zelensky. I think he goes to bed to that every night, literally and otherwise. So this is a disaster for the president. Here he was on the verge of such big victories. He gets his legislative bill through. Whatever, you know, people think of it, it had key components that he had to have in it, and at least he felt that. He gets immigration going in the right direction. He gets taxation going in the right direction. He gets wages going in the right direction. He gets tariffs going in the right direction. And now he's going to blow it all up for Bibi Netanyahu and loser Lindsey Graham and the deep state's foreign agenda. And so if he, and that extends to amnesty. They want him to create sanctuary industries, sanctuary industry of big agriculture. Small farmers don't hire illegal aliens. I've represented small farmers all across the country, from Pennsylvania to California and everywhere in between. You know, the best farmers in America are Amish farmers. You want to deal with an emergency? Send the Amish. They're the ones who get buildings built. They're the ones who get roads built. They're the ones who get things going back faster than anybody else.
North Carolina than FEMA.
Absolutely, by far, by a long mile. And yet the Amish, who helped put Trump over the top, who the only reason why we have a U.S. senator that's from the Republican Party in Pennsylvania as we speak, there's been no action for them. None. The Department of Agriculture has said they reached out to me, and that's about it. They've gone no further, done nothing else. Nobody else in any other, the FDA still hasn't ended its illegal ban on raw milk across state lines. Small farmers are being harassed in all kinds of ways. Brooke Rollins has to be publicly shamed into backing off of allowing in massive screwworm cattle from Mexico. It's deeply disturbing and unsettling. So much of the administration was staffed by the America First Policy Institute. These were a bunch of corporate whores. You would know them well because they're the same people that are running Rick Perry's big oil-funded corporate group in Texas. So that's who the America First Policy Institute, well, it's different than America First Legal. That's good work, Stephen Miller. America First Policy Institute, as every idiot in the administration, comes from there one way, shape, or form. Why? Because they're compromised. They care about the donor class, not America's voters. And if President Trump, his political power doesn't come from the donor class. His political power, his political capital comes from the deep and broad support of American people, especially not the core of MAGA, not the Trump loyalists who would be loyalists no matter what, but rather from the new independent working class voter base that's disproportionately minority and millennial and Zoomer, and is disproportionately dislikes the Republican Party brand as well as the Democratic Party brand. You mentioned Rasmussen's poll showing him collapsing. He is collapsing amongst that exact voter group. These are people that care about food freedom and medical freedom and political freedom and financial freedom. These are people that, you know, like Bitcoin and crypto issues, and yet Roger Ver, why is Roger Ver still under indictment? This is a guy who was being charged on a bogus prosecution. The Big Beautiful Bill included a poison pill for every poker player and gambler in the country. It basically subjects them to such ruthless taxation, they're considering they can't even gamble in the United States profitably in the future.
By the way, just to address that for a second, and I'm not a big gambler. I like maybe making a sports wager every now and then with a friend of mine or something. I admit to no criminal activity. You know, sports gambling is still illegal in Texas.
Remember, it's never illegal to place a bet. It can only be illegal sometimes to take a bet.
Or maybe win a bet now. But clearly what happened with that was, now that sports gambling is kind of mainstream, and I don't know how many different states it's legal in now, but you can get an app. Even in Texas, there's like loopholes where you can like do it with fantasy sports and stuff. It's like a different, it's weird. The point is, sports gambling is mainstream. So what they've done is, and you know this like I do, the professional sports gamblers and the odds makers have huge success rates, and you know, it might apply to poker more, but I think it was more, I think this was more lobbying from the sports gambling apps, because the odds makers were getting in there and placing massive wagers and making massive wins. So the gambling apps here were like, hey, wait a second. We don't want to be paying out. They're costing us our bottom line. We like the schmucks, right? We like the schmucks that might place a $100 bet, whatever, $25 bet that we can just nickel and dime. They're never going to win a $50,000 bet. They're never going to win a $250,000 bet like the odds makers are. So they basically just rigged it so that now the big whales, the sharks, whatever you want to call them, that win big bets, now you've literally taxed them out and they're not going to play anymore. Who wins? The big sports gambling industry. The schmucks continue to gamble, but they're never going to have a big payout like the big whales do.
Yeah, no doubt, because the Gamblers Association was secretly supporting the bill, and that's come out publicly since then. That they basically, this was intended to enrich big corporations at the expense of ordinary people, including that one rare 1-2% of the population that consistently can make money playing poker or betting in sports or other events, politics and other things like that. And they don't want those people present. And that's the problem. I mean, the recurrent refrain now is like, take for example, the internal immigration focus on dissidents. Okay. I don't have a problem with making sure we don't have radicals and lunatics running around, under, you know, naturalization papers, but I do have a problem with when we just start just making it speech based. But the bigger problem is, it seems like the only people who get their agenda is the donor class. It's big corporations dominating the agriculture department. It's big corporations dominating the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It's big corporations in the military industrial complex getting the budgets they want on the defense side of the aisle. And it's the donor base connected to Israel, like Miriam Adelson, who's getting her will on foreign policy. And you don't have to take my word for how Miriam Adelson's influence can be corrupting. Donald Trump said it was going to be corrupting in 2016 when she was donating to Marco Rubio, now his Secretary of State. So the bottom line is, the Trump administration sits at a critical pivot point. It's done a lot of good. It is on the verge of doing substantial bad. And that bad could undermine and crush all the good it has achieved. And that's why all of us that are the truest Trump supporters, truest MAGA, truest populist, truest America supporters, we know we need a revolution to restore the republic. And we've got to call out Trump when he goes AWOL, because if we don't, he'll wander right off the cliff. And then there'll be no rescuing for anybody from anywhere.
Yeah. And I feel like with all the different issues, the time is short. You know, I don't think we have much time, because I think the whole world is watching and they're going to be making up their minds soon as well. This isn't something where we have plenty of time. This is something where the world is going to make decisions. Russia, China, India, the rest of the world is going to make decisions. And if the Trump administration gets this wrong, the decisions could haunt us for a very long time.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Brigitte Macron, the creature seen slapping Macron around all the time and screaming like a man and stomping around and in bathing suits appearing to have a penis. Well, she sued, or it sued, two women / journalists that had been reporting on this for years, and they had been found guilty of defamation. But a higher court just came out and said, nope, they are allowed to have free speech. regardless of whether it's a man or not, and it sure as hell looks like one to me, it dated Macron when he was 13, 14 and was its school teacher. And then you have the White House with Trump involved and later getting on the phone, calling up different journalists around the country, some off record, some on record, like recently, the case with Candace Owens, and saying, listen, we're trying to get a peace deal over here, and Macron's really pissed. He wants you to stop talking about his wife being a man. So they're literally trying to leverage Trump to put pressure on Candace Owens to stop talking about it, which is just crazy. As if even if she shut up, which she's not going to, as if that's the only place it's coming from. So I personally think it's a man, and I'm allowed to have that opinion. Michelle Obama, I mean, coming out of Harvard with her kids years ago, there's a huge rubber thing bouncing in the pants, or they put a rubber snake in there to, like, you know, create this controversy. It's like Obama famously over and over again said, Michael, Michael, I'm married to Michael.
Being a black woman in America is hard.
I don't think he was born in Kenya. He was born in Hawaii. His dad's a famous communist pornographer. Joel Gilbert's documented all that, so they just created another fake conspiracy. But so I'm not 100% sure Michelle's a man.
That warms my heart, particularly as a black man.
But this Macron person, I mean, acts like a man, looks like a man, and is a pedophile. I mean, that's not debatable. It's a pedophilic relationship with Macron. Well, actually, it was 13 or 14. They admitted it at 14, but they went back earlier. So this is just wild. So I want to ask the viewers and listeners, everybody, what do you think of this event? Brigitte or Parakeet or whatever its name is says that it's devastated by this. So score for the free speech. Europe's under serious EU tyranny, but I'm glad there's, I guess, some free speech in France. And, you know, I just say, people say I'm a clone online. People say I'm all these other crazy things that I'm not. And let them say it. I mean, you can say that I'm really not a man. Maybe I'm a woman. But see, people aren't going to think I'm a woman. It's ridiculous. Somebody acts and looks like a man in a dress with a wig on and has all this weird history and is in, you know, undoctored, you know, Reuters AP photos out swimming with Macron, and there's a penis there. It's a pee-pee. You're just like, what the hell is this? And then the culture's obsessed, the elite culture with all this trans stuff. I mean, this, where there's smoke, there's fire, folks, and it's serious. So House of Cards is collapsing. It's another emblematic example of, oh, but a doctor that came out that's done these surgeries, an expert on it, saying that Brigitte is a man. He got thrown out a window a few days ago. I forgot about that. Of course, Joan Rivers said that Michelle Obama was a man.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
And then was dead a month later. So, yeah, it's... I'm just glad Trump didn't call me up saying stop talking about it. Because that would mean that, you know, Macron's after me. I mean, I'll risk my life to fight the globalist overall, but I'm not, you know, it's not my main beat getting into this. But it just shows how scared they are. They're putting pressure on Candace Owens. It's just, it's crazy.
What I was told from somebody that's pretty high up at the White House is that Emmanuel Macron is holding up negotiations to end the Russian and Ukrainian war. Unless you stop speaking about his wife. And I'm just going, what?
All right. So just more absolute craziness going on out there. And there's an event happening right now. I don't know if it's a Turning Point event or a Real America's Voice event. You've got Jack Posobiec up there and Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon and Natalie Winters and a bunch of people. And it's funny because the corporate media wants you to be talking about this raid on the farm and obviously it's a big deal, and you see ICE getting attacked and people shooting guns at them and the kids running around. Well, I guess, again, you know, just look at my tinfoil hat on my head here, but now I'm starting to think if it was all just a distraction. Because the media was all there. I mean, you had helicopter camera footage. I mean, it was like they wanted everybody to see that. They wanted you to see that and then have that be the big story and talk about that today instead of Epstein. So why do I talk about this event? Because their event's been going on for an hour, and all they're talking about is Epstein. And all Bannon is talking about is Epstein. Still the number one trend on X. So they just mismeasured this badly. And now there's all this talk about, is Bongino about to go or Bonnie about to go? Well, what's going to happen? I suppose it's not even worth addressing the MAGA sycophants and the Trump groupies as much as I have, except that, you know, this is now where the political, cultural, social commentary warfare is going. But I mean, how are they going to be able to excuse this? Are they just going to be total sellouts? I suppose they already are, but what's going to happen if Bongino goes and Bondi stays? Because all the MAGA cultists now, you know, there's no excuses for this Trump administration, but there's plenty of people making excuses. And they're all saying, oh, get rid of Bondi. Bongino needs to stay. Get rid of Bondi. Well, what are they going to say when Bondi stays and Bongino goes? They mismeasured with this Epstein thing. And I don't think Trump is dumb. He might be getting bad advice. He might have blind spots. He might have people kind of gatekeeping things from him, as has been the case before. But even the foreign policy decisions that have been made in the last month or so have been a complete disaster and are now, I mean, realistically speaking, as far as affecting the actual day-to-day in the country, the foreign policy decisions will be the disaster. The Epstein stuff will hurt the base. And the Epstein stuff will destroy credibility and destroy trust. But, you know, for the most part, day-to-day life, you're probably not going to see much of a difference. The foreign policy decisions could crush the economic policy. And you will see the difference of. It happens so fast. It happens so fast. And it's just the same damn Middle East crap. Out of nowhere. And now, they're looking into this story here. It looks like Newsom had a relationship with the people that ran that marijuana farm where they had the child laborers. Newsom's donor's cannabis farm under federal investigation for child labor violations. Holy smokes. So again, that's a real story. That's a big story, but it's like they're trying to force you into covering just that and get over the Epstein thing, and it's just not working. It's just not working. But, man, I mean, we were on the path to success. We had a populist movement that was becoming an unstoppable force. We get blindsided with the Middle East again. Blindsided. Here we go again with the Middle East. Here we go again with foreign policy in the Middle East. Here we go again with more strikes in the Middle East. And it's just everything is derailed since. And we saw it coming day one. And they called us fake MAGA and they called us panicans and everything else. And look where we are now. And it's just goofy, honestly. It's just goofy to watch these people running these victory laps. It's like, you know, they're like drooling at their mouth and like their hair is all disheveled. It's like, do you even see what's going on? Do you even have a clue? So I'm digressing. It's not even worth talking about anymore. We may have a press conference from President Trump any moment now. He's landed in Kerrville, Texas with the devastating flooding that they totally blew. I mean, they totally blew it. And look, there's only so much you can do with the natural disasters. So it's not like I blame them for that. But I mean, to claim that FEMA did a good job or that NOAA did a good job in response to this is just an absolute lie. Those people have been stranded for a week. And so it's nice for Trump to show up, and maybe that'll give him some hope and some attention there. But no, it's been a complete disaster. And FEMA's response was completely abysmal and late. Man, it's just, I can't believe it, man. It came off the rails so friggin' fast. It's becoming a train wreck. You know, and I talk to other big people in politics, and I guess the debate is now if this thing can even get back on the rails, really. I guess that's the debate. Can you even get this thing back on the rails? And I guess if there's any indication for an answer, it would be, can Trump finally just tell Netanyahu to get lost? Just tell him to get lost, President Trump. And just get back to the domestic policy. Just get back to putting America first. I just can't even believe it, man. After all we fought for, and I don't even look at it as a personal thing. It's politics, whatever. I get happiness from God. I get happiness from life. I don't expect to get happiness from politics. I love talking politics. I love debates. I love fighting tyranny and fighting liars and corruption. But it's like, that's not, it's just so shocking. It's like, after everything we fought for, after how we changed the world and changed the perspective, and just, I mean, we had it all going, and really we're just gonna decide to just destroy everything for Netanyahu? I just don't get it, man. Everybody sees it. It's simple. You tell Bibi, you tell him, hey, get lost. We got problems, okay? I got flooding in 6 states. I got child labor going on. I got child slaves going on here. I got to figure out what to do with mass deportations. We just had an invasion of the country. I got to deal with this trade deficit and these tariffs and bringing back manufacturing and getting our military back up and strong again. I got to deal with this stuff. Netanyahu, I'm sorry. You got to go. Just get the hell out of here. Just go. Just get lost. Bye. Just go. But no, it's just, he just keeps coming back. There's, oh, just more Israel, just more Middle East. Now it's more Ukraine. It's more Taiwan, too. Another $500 million for Taiwan, by the way. They just gave over $1.5 billion in foreign aid and military aid to foreign countries, folks. As the people in Texas just drown and can't even get a bridge. You can't even rebuild a bridge in Baltimore. You can't even rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. In fact, not even can you not rebuild it. They can't even tear it down. But hey, oh, Senate panel approves $500 million aid for Ukraine and defense bill. Mm-hmm. So it just sucks to see it all go sideways so fast. And I don't know. I don't know if it's totally off the rails or if we can put it back on the rails. You know, all the rumors about Bongino and Bondi and all this stuff. It's just a complete disaster, man. And to just see it all fall apart so fast after everything we built, after everything we did, after everything we went through. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, boy, is Netanyahu happy. Man, oh man, is he thrilled, and he's got a big smile on his face. And the whole Israel first wing of the Trump base MAGA movement, boy, they're all thrilled. Like Shapiro and Levin and then the little groupies with them who were never Trumpers in 2016, wouldn't even bust a grape in a food fight for Donald Trump. Oh, but boy, are they thrilled. Man, oh man, they got everything they wanted. It's just insane. But the signs are everywhere, folks. The signs are everywhere. And I sent some examples to the crew. I don't know. I didn't see them on my desk, but just go look. Just go look at all the people in Congress that are posting their photos on X with Bibi Netanyahu. You won't find a single positive comment. You won't find a single one. Go look at the White House that just posted that Trump Superman photo. Won't find a single one that's positive. And people are now attacking Andrew Schultz, and he supported Trump in 2024, and now he's talking about how he wants to vote for Democrats, and he wants Democrats like AOC and Mamdani to win. And so they're attacking him. And I'm like, hey, look, I'm never going to vote for a Democrat. I certainly don't want to see these communists get in control. But you have to understand, just because you don't like something, and just because you think attacking Andrew Schultz for his commentary is like a win or something, you understand that he represents a portion of Americans and voters. So you might disagree, and you might not like it, and you might think it's BS, but I mean, that's real. It's like, I don't understand these people that don't live in reality. They don't live in political reality. They live in their own bubble, and they think, oh, everyone will think like me. And as long as I say someone is good or bad, I win. It's just crazy, man. Oh, but yo, Trump says Kristi Noem does a great job on the Texas flood response. No, I'm here in Texas. I'm talking to the victims. No, it was a complete disaster. But you can't even tell Netanyahu to get lost so you can deal with America First politics. You just can't even do it. Instead, you tell us, shut up about Epstein. I got this other news. I can barely even bring myself to cover it. And the crew's just going through all these replies. I'm telling you, folks, it's like you couldn't have worse PR. You couldn't have worse developments for MAGA and the Trump administration than we've seen. And really the starting point, if you want to put it on there, it is the Iran strikes. And we knew it would happen, and now here we are. And you've got all the MAGA retards running around. Oh, look, it's all so great. You're panicking. Fake Trumpers. Enjoy your little ride. You built an entire personality off of Trump and MAGA, and so you don't know what else to do. I get it. I'm not mad at you. Oh, but here you go. Oh, get ready. Israel admits some of Iran's underground uranium stockpile survived the Trump strikes. Iran's enriched uranium survived attacks, Israel says. Oh. And golly gee, I wonder why they would be doing that. Because they want more strikes, folks. Because they want more strikes and they want regime change. And Trump thought he could back them off and he thought he could just, you know, pleasure them a little bit. Nope. It's always going to go this way. Trump claimed the Houthis were dead. Now they're more powerful than ever. So none of that's worked. By the way, Hamas just attacked the IDF in Gaza. And I've said this before. The IDF isn't going in on the ground because they don't want to lose soldiers. Their infantry, whatever you want to call it, they don't want to go on the ground and walk through the tunnels and drive trucks and get blown up and get shot. So, you know, I see all the people calling it a genocide, and I've never even addressed this, but I see all the people calling it a genocide, and I understand why they would do that. I mean, it's all an info war at the end of the day. It's all an information war. I mean, if Israel really wanted to kill them all, they probably could. But I mean, they tell them all, hey, we're just going to blow up the whole city, so get out of here. And then some of them don't. So that's why you have 50,000, 100,000 dead, whatever it is. I'm not justifying it. It's all despicable. It's the most evil country in the world right now, probably. So that's why it's so disgusting that we're backing it. But that's why. Why does Israel just blow up the entire country? It's because they're not going to send their troops in to die. They're not going to send their troops in to get blown up or get shot at. So they just carpet bomb the whole thing. And then once there's nothing left alive, then the IDF moves in. So they can be nice and comfortable and not actually have to, you know, face a real war. So they just bomb a bunch of people, bomb the whole cities, and then just, you know, then they come in once nothing is left breathing. Well, that's what they thought. And then the IDF was moving in on the Gaza Strip, and a bomb went off, and they, you know, the Western media is saying it killed five IDF soldiers. Some reports are saying it could have been dozens. Who really knows? It's all propaganda. Israel is controlling everything that comes out of that area anyway. The journalists that are left there are either being arrested or kicked out. The ones that remain are basically just risking their lives to get you the footage before the IDF comes and arrests them. But no, you know, IDF soldiers are dying too. Israelis are dying too. So I don't know. I mean, you know, if 100,000 Palestinians dead, you're supposed to accept it. But, you know, a dozen IDF soldiers probably just got killed in a car bomb. And they're just burying that story. How Netanyahu prolonged the war in Gaza to stay in power. Well, he's got to keep it going. Children waiting for supplements and aid killed in Israeli strike in Gaza, according to a hospital. By the way, they were supposed to burn the red heifer. You know about that? They're still into animal sacrifice over there. It's totally, you know, oh, the Muslims are the third world troglodytes. Well, you know, some people still do animal sacrifice. Well, they couldn't burn the red heifer because they found two black hairs on it. So they just decided to burn it anyway for fun. You know, why not? It's totally normal. Okay. All right. I want to take phone calls. I want to get your response to this on a Friday. We may be getting some other special reports from Alex. I was working on getting another guest on about the Epstein thing. I don't know if that's going to end up working out. I do want to take phone calls here coming up in the final hour. So, let's put the phone line on the screen right now, just to have the callers ready to go in case the guest doesn't work and we don't end up taking the Trump press conference. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And folks, I'm telling you, I listen to talk radio. I listen to callers on talk radio. It's a good, you know, it's a good metric. There's polls, replies on X, social media, talking in social circles, friends, family, whatever. I mean, there's many metrics you can try to get a feel for where things are at. But man, I'm telling you, we're talking about the most right, you know, conservative ink, you know, conservative neocons. You listen to any right-wing talk radio and people are second-guessing this whole thing, man. It's not saying they're anti-Trump or they're turning on Trump. They're just saying, hey, what the hell's going on? It's everywhere. I'm talking about right-wing talk shows that's usually just all Trump support all the time. And they're calling in and it's like, you know, it's very polite and it's like, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on here. I still trust Trump, but this is not looking good. This is what I voted for. Oh, man. So we got all of that. One more hour coming up. Phone lines are open, 877-789-2539. Folks, I barely even plugged, and it's on days like this where it's like you don't even like to do it because the news is so heavy. But this is how we stay on air, and we got to stay on air. So please support us. Shop at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get 50% off supplements right now by subscribing. It's the best deal you're going to get on health supplements out there. Highest quality supplements at the best price when you subscribe. Up to 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. By the way, right now, you can get, when you make an order of Power Plant, our new product, you can get a free gummy, our very popular health gummies. You can get a free bottle of our gummies as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please support us today.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What Israel is going to try to do with these Palestinians. And it looks like now the situation of the fall of Assad and bringing in the former Al-Qaeda leader, which was probably just an Israel asset all along. It looks like now what they're going to do is they're calling them, well, you know, call it whatever you want. You know, people like putting these labels on everything using World War II terminology. The friendliest concentration camps in the world. But it looks like they're going to try to use Syria now and push all the Palestinians into Syria, where the Israel-friendly new leader there, once they toppled Assad with the weapons that they laundered from Ukraine and elsewhere. And it looks like they're going to try to force the Palestinians there. I just can't believe it, man. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Instead of America first and what we really voted for, that's what we're going to do. But I don't want to spend too much more time on that. It just looks like that's going to be the case. As the rumor mill continues to swirl about the fate of Dan Bongino. But really, what kind of a look is that going to be if Bongino goes and Bondi stays? And if you're Bongino, you have to consider a couple things. You have to obviously consider your own future and your own credibility as a member of the media and as an investor in Rumble. So can't blame him for that. And, you know, there's been some other statements that have been made about, And I don't want to, this is kind of personal stuff with Bongino, but you know, he does have a family. And I think that this has probably been tough on his family. So he has every right to consider his own future and his own family. And I think if you're Bongino and you're like, you know, this isn't what I signed up for, I think he's a patriot. I might have different policy considerations, specifically Middle East foreign policy. He's very pro-Israel. So I'm okay to have disagreements with some people. You know, they can still come from a good place and we can have a disagreement. But at the end of the day, if he feels like whatever he signed up for, whatever patriotic duty and to support President Trump that he signed up for, and he feels like that's not it anymore, and now he's destroying his own personal life and his future, then that's going to say a lot, folks. That's going to say a lot. Now, I don't know if I would anticipate him to really make any public statements about it, getting in too deep, just out of respect for the administration and decorum. But I think just the resignation would say enough. I don't think he would have to say anything else. Now, time will tell what happens with all of this. But, anybody trying to tell you that everything is on the up and up right now is either literally a paid propagandist or they're just not very bright. Or both. But, you know, Rush Limbaugh was brought up earlier. I was a big student of Rush, just like I was a student, still a student of Alex Jones, Michael Savage. I mean, these are my big inspirations. And, you know, Rush actually warned about this with the rise of social media. And he talked about people getting influence and followings that didn't deserve them and that would end up being duped and then duping other people. We're not going to do that here. We're not going to do that here, folks. And I don't think Dan Bongino's really into that either.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final hour here of today's Alex Jones Show. I've got callers on the line. I'll tell you what, guys. I just have to do this live on air. I don't have any other choice. So just, I'm sorry for doing this unprofessional, but I have no other choice. We've just connected with an Epstein survivor. I've been trying to connect with her for some time. We're about to get her on the air. So let me just do this on the air. Guys, let's get everything sorted out with her. Okay. Get everything sorted out with her. Video, audio. Take your time. Just get it right. It's okay. We'll keep her for 10, 15 minutes, whatever. So while you guys get that sorted out and bring me a little bio sheet too, just give me a little bio sheet so I can do a proper introduction of her. Take your time. No rush. Get that all squared away. I'm going to take a couple calls while you guys do that. So we're going to have an Epstein survivor coming up here in a couple minutes. Take your time, guys. No rush. Just get it done right. In the meantime, I'm going to take a couple calls. So let's just go ahead and do it like that. Let's start with Bob in New York. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's nice to speak with you. You know, I was really excited about the proposed full disclosure of the Epstein files a couple of months ago, and I was looking forward to that truth. And it seemed as if everything was headed in the right direction. And a couple of weeks ago, I got to thinking to myself, what's going on with that? She said it was on her desk, and she was going to be sharing this with us, and then lo and behold, you know, we get blindsided with this reversal. And you know, I've been grieving it, but yesterday I started to think, you know, where would I and my family be, I don't know, what's it been, 6 months, if Kamala Harris was president? And that kind of equalized some of my disdain for this reversal on this Epstein thing. And I started to think, well, you know, the good is sometimes the good is the enemy of the best, but I'm still grateful that Trump is, you know, the president. But just a perspective I wanted to share with you.
Well, look, I understand that, and I'm not going to argue against that. But to me, that's like, you know, it's really just an irrelevant point to make because she didn't win, and so we're not dealing with that. So I don't like to deal with it's not that I don't like to deal with hypotheticals. I don't like to deal with, I mean, that's not even really a hypothetical. It's a non-existent. It's a non-possibility. So I understand that perspective, and I'm not going to disagree. I'd probably still rather have Trump in. I don't think I would rather have Harris in. She'd be a probably worse disaster in other reasons. But that's just not even, you know, that's just really not even a serious conversation to me, Bob. And so I thank you for the call, though. Let's go to Don in California. Don, you're on the air. No, guys, no. There you go. All right, Don in California, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Owen. Hey, two things I want to say. First, I want to apologize to you. I wasn't trying to imply that you and Alex were fighting on that State of the Union address, and you were. I wasn't trying to start anything. I was just trying to say that, you know, hey, you had a difference of opinion, and you stood up for it.
There's no fighting here. Alex and I can disagree and have different perspectives. There's no fighting. It's all good.
Yeah, excellent. I'm glad to hear that. But I also want to point out something. When Netanyahu came on with his press conference and he was all happy what Trump did. Your show, I don't know who's in control or who's making the decisions to do certain things like production, but you, when Netanyahu came on and started spouting all this crap, it segued to you standing on standing like with your hands up to the wall, the wailing wall, and that was just brilliant, man. I think if every time you point out something. That Trump capitulates to Israel or something. I think if you put that up every time.
Well, you know, I've made that, thank you for the laugh, Don. Maybe we all needed a little laugh today. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go that far today with the serious nature of our conversation. Yeah, that was a fun attempt at humor and I guess it landed and I kind of made that joke a couple of other times. I suppose it's still funny. You got to laugh out of me, but, that just kind of takes away from the serious nature of it. But hey, I mean, that was the last time Netanyahu was here dictating our foreign policy. So it's not even, you know, that was the other time, Don, but appreciate your call there. Let's go to Valerie in Kentucky. Valerie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. I wanted to say why Trump should not make a deal with the deep state. You know, that never ends well. You cannot trust people that will betray you in a heartbeat. They're not honest. They will not hold up any end of their bargain. And it got me so upset. I mean, I voted for him three times, Owen, and I still support him, but he needs to do the right thing. I went and made an account on Truth Social and put it on there and said, no, we need accountability. We need arrests so we have trust in our government. And I said, if you're really concerned about the flooding in Texas, why don't you arrest Bill Gates for spraying stuff in the air to dim the sun? Because this flooding is just like the flooding in North Carolina. So I support Trump, but he is at a turning point right now where he needs to follow the Holy Spirit and stop playing footsies with corrupt people. Because if you compromise, he's going to be betrayed.
Well, and I think, you know, I think what adds insult to injury here, the Trump administration at large in the first 4 years as well was very receptive to criticism and hearing from the voters and the American people. And so to have him come out and like scold us now is like where it gets so strange. And that comment during the cabinet meeting the other day when he says, stop talking about Epstein, that's why it was so strange. Cause it was like, wait a second. That's not how this normally goes. All right. Valerie, thank you for the call. Guys, let's get, Juliet squared away here. Tell her we're ready to go. And it looks like she's ready to go. So, I've been trying to get her on. Now she's, on the other side of the world. So it's been a bit of an issue trying to get her on, but we finally have, connected with her, and, I believe she's squared away. So joining me now is Juliet Bryant, an Epstein survivor. Juliet, I just want to spend, some brief minutes with you here. We'll go for about, 10 or so minutes. So first, let's just do two things. One, just do a brief introduction of yourself and your story as an Epstein survivor. And then once you've kind of introduced yourself on that ground, I'd like to get your response to the latest news, as far as the Epstein files is concerned. So Juliet Bryant, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Owen. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and thank you to everyone for listening and for caring. It's been very frightening, everything that's been going on. I was kidnapped by Jeffrey Epstein 22 years ago. I met him when he was in Africa with Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker. They staged a modeling casting, and I was taken to New York to model, but then quickly kidnapped to the island. It's been very, very frightening. You know, obviously I've been in trauma through most of my life after what happened. As we all know, they're covering a lot up. And, you know, I've just been terribly upset, obviously, as everyone has, because they promised us the Epstein list. You know, Trump gained presidency promising the list. And where is the list? Now they say there is no list. How dare they lie to people like this? It's not right. And it doesn't just affect the victims. It affects the public. This has affected all of us. No, so I don't know what else. Please fire away any other questions.
Well, we were going over the original plea agreement that Epstein got in 2008, and it talked about all of the victims. You were one of those victims, and it talked about the co-conspirators basically getting exonerated as well. I don't know how much you've been following the case, you know, even dating back to then, and I'm sure this is something that, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable to even follow, but now it's such a cultural phenomenon, it's just in your face. But, like, what is it like for you or the other victim? I don't know if you talk to other victims. What is it like for you? And in some of the stories we hear from the other victims, they're heartbroken by it, but what is it like for you when you see it? And I guess I would phrase it like this. Is there any other way that you would characterize this other than a cover-up?
Well, I mean, how else would one characterize it? As a cover-up is a cover-up, you know? So they're obviously hiding a lot. I used to speak to other victims. Unfortunately, we've all been kept apart. Virginia Gaffer and I used to speak often. 2 years ago, I got a message from her saying, oh, she's not using her phone anymore. I can email her through her husband's email address. So we had a few communications there, but otherwise I haven't been able to be in touch with her. They've kept most of the victims apart. Also, everyone's got to remember that there were over 200 victims, many more actually, but these are the ones with evidence, the ones who were involved in the lawsuit. I would like to know where the other 200 victims are. You know, it's very, very frightening when girls are going missing as well. Like, I mean, for God's sake, sorry to say, but Virginia Gaffer was found dead. Carolyn Adriano, who testified against Ghislaine Maxwell, was found dead. Ruslana, there are many. There are at least 7 Epstein victims that have been found dead so far. I'm too frightened to even leave my house, to be honest. And I'm sure that the victims in America are even more frightened. For me, I live in Africa, so it's not as dangerous for me, you know, as other people speaking out against the FBI and the CIA, because they're all involved. Epstein told me he worked with the CIA. The FBI tried to get me there to interview me. They only wanted to interview me in person. They would not interview me over Zoom. They organized emergency visas for my son and I. They were arranging for us to be put in first-class flights, 5-star hotels. But my child's father wouldn't let us travel, so thank goodness, in fact, because a lot of weird stuff happened with a lot of the girls who were interviewed by the FBI. And it's very frightening, like I said, not just for the victims, but for everyone in the world, when we're all being lied to like this.
Now, what they're trying to sell to us is that Epstein was just like a lone wolf, a lone actor, and just his own pervert pedophile with his own stash. Do you believe that? Do you believe Epstein was doing something bigger?
Well, it's a boys club. It's a group. Boys, and, you know, it's a club. That's a club running that, you know. There was a lot more going on there. Also, you know, there was $1 billion worth of human trafficking transactions through Epstein and J.P. Morgan's accounts. $1 billion worth of human trafficking. Let me just reinforce that. J.P. Morgan had to pay $290 million to the Epstein victims for human trafficking. Why are the victims' names not on the flight logs? You know, apparently the lawyers took a lot of the money. I don't know the more finer details. I'll tell everyone right out right now. They gave me $1 million, which I'm very grateful for. But I'd like to know where the other victims are and why victims are being found dead. I've also heard of girls that were given settlements where it was put in a conservatorship because they're also trying to have us all see psychiatrists is what they're doing. But, you know, they're even offering free yoga and free art now. But a psychiatrist has to oversee it all. They want to get people on pills and they want them being found dead. I'll tell you that much. Now and they can sue me. Well, they can't actually, because we're going to be suing them, apparently. I'm still waiting to sign on the case. Sorry.
Did you spend any time on Epstein Island?
Yes. When I was taken there to model, they quickly whisked me away to the island. And then I was trapped there. I was taken to all the properties. You know, I was taken to the island, to Palm Beach, to New Mexico, to Paris, to New York. They took me to all the properties there. And, you know, before I was sent home, he told me he worked for the CIA and he had my family's name on a list. And he said that a girl accused him of rape, so he planted drugs in her apartment and had her sent to prison. And it was very, very obvious threats. And as a young girl from Africa, I was absolutely terrified.
Is that how they would trick these girls into going? They would say, do you want to be a model? Come out for a photo shoot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they promised me a modeling career. And, you know, he said that his best friend, Leslie Wexner, owned Victoria's Secret. They staged a modeling casting, you know, at the Cape Grace Hotel. Bill Clinton was there. You know, they looked through my modeling book and it seemed like a very legitimate opportunity, you know, especially when Bill Clinton walked through while they were doing the modeling casting. You know, so because he was with the president of America, I assumed it was 100% legitimate. My little boy's calling me. Sorry, I'm a single mom.
Yeah, I hear that.
Can you block me off and I'll come right back? I promise. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Take your time. All right. We're going to let her take care of that. She was joining us on short notice. Like I said, I've been trying to arrange this for quite some time, but with, you know, her situation and the time difference being on the other side of the planet, it's been a little difficult. Just so a programming note, guys, when we do put this for production, let's just edit it so it's just, you know, one interview. So just put that in the show notes, please. Thank you. And if she needs to take time till the next segment, whatever, we'll just piece it together. I'll go back to the phone lines for now. All right. Thanks, everybody, for bearing with us. We're doing the best we can today. Let's go to Philip in Florida. Philip, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to point out the Epstein, nobody's bringing up Diddy with it. I don't believe we're going to see anything with the Epstein files because they have Diddy as well. I think it's two different elite structures fighting.
Well, look, you've got the same, you know, Comey involvement in there, and it's the same story. Oh, you've got all of these, you know, videotapes and everything else, but, you know, no blackmail going on. They're just using it for their own purposes. So, you know, I don't know who would buy that, but that's what we're being told. Philip, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Going back to Juliet now, and that's okay. Don't feel bad about having to go and take care of that. It's no worries at all. Did you see anything else going on at Epstein Island other than just, you know, bringing these women in, claiming they were doing a model shoot? Or, I mean, I don't know how much access you had to the entire facility, but was there any other weirdness that you ever witnessed?
Yes. Well, firstly, I'd like to say that they say that it was girls were being trafficked to other men. And there were no other men there apart from, I met Michael Bay, the movie producer. I met him in New Mexico. I also met scientists. Otherwise, we were all being trafficked to Epstein. I didn't witness any girls being trafficked to any other men. And I was around these people for 3 months. So they're lying about that. Also, we know they opened up the case as sex trafficking because Virginia Gaffer and Sarah Ransom both said they were made to have sex with Alan Dershowitz. Virginia Gaffer retracted her statement. Sarah Ransom, you know, also there's been no evidence of that and no lawsuits. So, you know, they say that the girls
they ultimately retracted and said that the thing was they thought it was someone else, I guess, but it wasn't him.
Yeah. And I mean, it's all fishy. I don't know more details about all of that. But,
well,
you know,
to Dershowitz's credit, you know, he's been very vocal about this. And, you know, he's, as far as I know, he's been honest and transparent. People can choose to trust him or not. But, you know, he's making a fuss of this as well. But just to be clear, so what do you think, if Epstein was just, do you think he was trying to get people to sleep with girls? Or what do you think the angle was?
Well, as I've spoken about recently, I saw him shapeshift into something else in front of my eyes. You know, it looked like a sort of reptilian creature. Like when I was in the bedroom, when he took me there, and what I'm starting to realize is it was probably like an alien creature. And it's hard talking about this because a lot of people think it's crazy. And I would also think it was crazy, but unfortunately I saw it. And also in New Mexico, I saw a UFO there, and then I woke up in a laboratory with people working on me, you know, six people in hazmat suits, or I don't even know if they were people.
Did you get drugged?
I don't actually know. You know, they didn't allow any alcohol drugs there, but they could have drugged me.
Did you
ever
see the movie? I'm only asking this because I think that sometimes they let secrets out through Hollywood films to either desensitize people or to make them think, oh, this is just Hollywood, it doesn't real. But there's a movie called Blink Twice where basically they take these girls to an island, they drug them unknowingly, so much so that they don't even know what's going on, they don't even have a memory. Do you think maybe something like that might have been going on?
I think it's even worse than that, to be honest, because I think what they've got there is underground laboratories. You know, Epstein's ranch is directly in between Dulce Base and Roswell. As we all know, the military have got underground bases. I think, you know, much like the movie series Westworld, if they could create their own farm of humans, and if they really are drinking adrenochrome, it would make sense for them to create their own farm of humans. So what, with everything that happened, I suddenly realized that I think they were taking our eggs. Because when I was taken to New Mexico, Epstein also gave me sort of a weird pelvic exam before I was sent home. And I just, I've got a very strong feeling, you know, with all the human trafficking and everything, they always used to move very quickly, like we were never in any area for very long. And we wouldn't be told the day before. They'd suddenly just say, pack your bags, we're going here, we're going there. Also, nothing was ever checked on the aeroplane. So they could have transported anything and anyone in that plane without anyone knowing. For instance, my name was not on the first flight log. When they took me from New York to the Caribbean, they left my name off the flight log. So basically, if I hadn't complied, I likely would have died. And I knew that. I felt it strongly on the aeroplane. So, you know, that's why I started speaking out. I want to speak out for the victims who can't speak out, those who are too traumatized, and also those who are dead. Because as we know, these criminals have many branches to their organizations, and, you know, they're obviously covering up something very serious here. And we've also got to remember that they cloned Dolly the sheep in 1996. They made it public that they cloned a sheep. So then everyone was waiting, when are they going to stop cloning humans? And then guess who? Bill Clinton banned federal funds being used for human cloning. So, but it basically was still allowed, but not through the use of federal funds. So if they cloned a sheep that long ago, 30 years ago, you can only imagine what they're capable of now.
Did he ever talk about that at Zorro Ranch? Because there were stories, mainstream news, talking about how he wanted to, like, clone and seed the human race, and allegedly that was happening at his Zorro Ranch.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was a mastermind criminal. He never told anyone too much about anything. But he did certainly, like, you know, give threats and tell people that he worked with CIA. He just, you know, also when we were there, we weren't allowed to walk around or really go look around at things. We were basically enslaved and captured there. So, I mean, if anyone had found out too much information, I'd say they probably like it would be dead now, which is terrible. But it wasn't the kind of place where you wanted to go, like, snooping around, you know?
Well, I know you've told your story times before, some pretty incredible things that you've said here today. I can't even imagine what it was like going through all of that and then trying to relive whatever you can recollect. And at this point, I mean, I think people would be open-minded to believing anything as crazy as it sounds. And so, God bless you. I appreciate you. Obviously, you have a direct line to me. If there's anything else that you feel the need to communicate, you let me know. I appreciate you joining us in kind of a rapid way here today. And maybe in the future, we can get something a little more cemented as well.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you, or allows you to make yourself, a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What have I done? What am I doing? What will I do?
The politics of failure have failed. We need to make them work again. Tomorrow, when you are sealed in the voting cubicle, vote for me, Senator Bob Dole.
I am looking forward to an orderly election tomorrow, which will eliminate the need for a violent bloodbath. America, take a good look at your beloved candidates. They're nothing but hideous space reptiles. It's true. We are aliens. But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
He's right. This is a two-party system.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third-party candidate.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
So when does that Simpsons prediction come through? We all heard what the Epstein survivor just said. You can believe her or not. I can only imagine going through all of that, the trauma and the things you might see or think you see or believe. But at this point, you wonder, is everything on the table now? Is that the next Simpsons prediction to come true? And, you know, when I told the crew to pull that clip up, I was just thinking about the prediction of, you know, aliens in human skin suits deceiving people. I didn't even recall the third party element, but put that right in with it too. What was that, guys? That was probably like 1998. Right after the whole cloning deal. Well, things are coming apart fast. And hey, you know, unfortunately, we saw it all coming to a T. That's why we were so upset. And that's fine. We always get attacked when we're miles ahead of everybody else, and then eventually they catch up. But now I think the other phenomenon to recognize is, which I also said 2 weeks ago, you're now witnessing the political media landscape shifting at hyper speed. Normally this transition is about 2 years, maybe 4 years, but it usually revolves around election cycles. It's a slow process. Like tectonic plates in political media. This is like rapid. This is like 20 on the Richter scale, and you're seeing the whole media and all the political realignment and everything. So I'm just glad that we're consistent, independent, on the side of truth, and always have been willing to sacrifice everything to stay there. So, you know, God bless our audience for continuing to support us. It's on days like this where I even forget to plug. Sales are usually already down when Alex is off anyway because people tune in to hear Alex. And then I move up on the depth chart, and then I'm not on the war room, and so it becomes, you know, a sales issue. And Alex even told me, actually, it's very rare he tells me this, but he was like, hey, you know what? This news is so important today. We got to stay funded and stay on air, but don't even worry about the sales. He's like, just the news is so important. Just cover the news. Rarely tells me that. That's when you know it's a heavy day. But please support us. Please keep us on air. Please shop at thealexjonesstore.com. If you don't want to shop for the apparel we have or the great health supplements and all the other stuff that we have there, you can become a VIP member, and that sustained membership budgets us into the future so that we can stay here, continue to stay on air, continue to have the great crew. Thealexjonesstore.com or thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We have great products, and we think we deliver a great product here on air as well. So if you've never supported us, we hope you'd consider supporting us today. If you want to get a great health supplement, you can get them from thealexjonesstore.com. So many options. When you sign up for subscription, you can get up to 50% off. So we really appreciate that support. It's what keeps us independent. Thealexjonesstore.com. All right. You know, maybe I should just hit some of these headlines, and we'll go back to the calls. I honestly can't even do it. I just can't even hit the headlines. I put you on the line. I want to hear from you. So let's just do that. Let's just do that. It's mostly, you know, Trump wants to defund PBS, NPR. He's trying to force the Republicans to do it. State Department and NASA lying people off. Trump won't fire Jerome Powell, but he says he needs to cut rates. Now apparently Powell is considering resigning. New York's financial elite are trying to build a coalition to stop Mamdani from winning. Probably a smart move. If he wins, they're going to probably move anyway. So if you're New York City, take that into consideration. I mean, you've got the EPA director, Lee Zeldin, now coming out telling you all about geoengineering. You got a huge report coming out from Nicole Shanahan telling you all about geoengineering. Used to say it was fake, conspiracy theory. Now it's all out in the open. The government's telling you. Another conspiracy theory comes true. Governor Gavin Newsom committing $100 million for low-income housing to rebuild after L.A. fires. Exactly what we said. More foreign aid for foreign countries to the tune of billions of dollars. So, you know, it's more of the same. And I got more of these clips with the ICE attacks and everything else and everything that's being done with that. Maybe I could polish it off with a positive news story, but maybe I'll just do that at the end of the show if we have time. Because, you know, people are good. And despite the corruption and madness and disgust and filth in the political world, there are still good people out there and good stories. Maybe we'll end the show with that. Let's go to the phone lines, though. Let's go to Alan in California. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, Owen Schroyer, the propaganda destroyer, you are on fire, my friend. And by the way, everybody listening, exactly what he said, you know, the old Baptist church, you want a witness? I'm a witness. I'm a VIP member. I've been using the methylene blue for almost a month now. My wife unsolicited to me this morning said, you know what? I'm feeling really, I make her take it every morning. I don't spike her water. She knows she's taking it. She does the droppers. But you know, she's like, okay, we've been doing a lot of stuff and we've done the sea moss and everything in the past. And it's just important. She said, you know what? I've been only taking this for like a week. My back's feeling a lot better. So people go to alexjonesstore.com and get a VIP membership like I am and go on. So, with that all being said, Owen, when you were on, I don't know, you weren't in jail again, you were on vacation or something like a week or so ago, Harrison Smith was actually sitting in for you in the war room, fill-in. That was a couple of weeks ago. It was before the Epstein thing, and it was before all this stuff. And I told him then, Pam Bondi is Jeff Sessions in drag, okay? In the first Trump administration, there was the saboteur was Mike Pence. He was a plant to bring the first administration down. You'll remember he's the one that did the phone call with General Flynn that got him canned, that started that whole ball rolling with the Russian collusion, okay? In the second Trump administration, it's Pam Bondi. Remember, Trump wanted Matt Gaetz, which I was all for. And by the way, I've voted for Trump every time, but I'm getting very black-billed because I think we're never going to get out of this death spiral we're in. They got rid of Matt Gaetz. They put in Pam Bondi, okay? Pam Bondi used to work for Ballard Company, which is a lobbying group that also had Christy Wiles. Bondi and Wiles are complete Zionist backdoor lobbyists for a decade. And that's why Trump is being sabotaged now. It's Bondi behind this. She's the one, if you think about it, I know you're a guy with sports analogies. She teed it up with all the, it's on my desk and we're going to release it. And the next thing you know, oh, it's all gone. Where's my desk? And now she's sabotaging it. So,
well, I would say generally I agree with most of what you're saying, except I think you're giving Bondi too much credit. I could be wrong. I just don't think Bondi is really that smart. I don't know. If she really is cunning and conniving like that, then she should get like a Golden Globe or something or whatever awards they give to actresses. Like she's putting on the dumb blonde role. Like, I mean, it's worthy of an award, an Oscar. She should get an Oscar.
But here's my point. you hit it on the head, my friend. She's not the brains. She's the beauty, okay? She's taking instructions from Christy Wiles. And by the way, need I remind you again, this is exactly what I told Harrison Smith when he was filling in for you a couple weeks ago. She was the AG of Florida, okay? She's the one that pushed for George Zimmerman to be indicted and prosecuted.
Well, you know, people bring that up. People bring that up. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Again, that's why I just think she's just not that bright.
No, she takes instructions. She's simply the mouthpiece. She's the front woman, and she does what she's told. And Christy Wiles is telling her what to do, and Christy Wiles worked for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah. Susie Wiles, I think, is the one who's very smart. I think she's very...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know Susie Wiles, okay? I can just do political analysis, and I thank you for the call, Alan. But when I do the political analysis, I look at this. Susie Wiles is very cunning. There's no doubt. She's very cunning, and I think she has way more influence than people realize, and maybe now people are starting to see it. I think Bondi's obviously been a disaster, but I don't really think she's that cunning or smart. I think she's just kind of there like a dog. No offense, but, you know, just like a nice, beautiful dog you can kind of take around with you and, you know, sit when it says sit and, you know, whatever else, give a little treat. But, I think Wiles is way more, savvy than people anticipated. I think she's really getting her own agenda, maybe more so than even Trump at this point. I don't know. It's hard to get a read on Trump at this point. Maybe even he knows it's all coming apart, and so maybe even he's just like, whatever. I can't please everybody. Plus, he's almost 80 years old, folks. And, you know, part of me, I don't even know if it's worth saying, but it's like, part of me gives him credit, because he's obviously almost 80, and what he can do at that age and everything is obviously very impressive. But I look at the whole makeup deal, and he cakes on a bunch of orange makeup, and you know, that's fine, whatever. Guys wear makeup on TV and he's a showman and everything. And so part of me is like, it's gross, whatever. But it's like another part of me kind of, it's like, damn, he still spends time in makeup every damn day. It's like, I get so busy and caught up preparing for a show. I don't even comb my hair half the time. I get so busy and caught up trying to do a show and get all the content. Like, I don't even try to take 5 minutes to put on a tie and jacket anymore. Like, I'm going to dedicate 5 more minutes into reading this story. I'm not going to take a minute to comb my hair. I'm going to take a minute to read another story. So, like, part of me is like, damn, Trump still spends the time in makeup and everything. It's just like, you know, but another part of me just feels like now, I don't know, maybe he's sick of it all, and I wouldn't even blame him. But it's his legacy. You know, at the end of the day, it's his legacy. And it's the legacy he's going to leave with his family name, which isn't going to go anywhere. So it's just incredible to watch how this thing has come apart so quickly. So, yeah, Federal Chair Jerome Powell is considering resigning. I hope that's true. This could just be pressure from the Trump administration to get him to do that. But, you know, he's another disaster. He's another anti-Trumper sabotaging Trump's agenda. So just frickin' fire the guy. I mean, why not? Just frickin' fire the guy. Let's go to Cameron in North Carolina. Cameron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Appreciate you having me on. It was good speaking with you all last time. So I called in earlier to talk about Gaza, but you were saying you wanted to get off that subject, so... In regards to Epstein, this whole thing just stinks to high heaven. I mean, I just don't understand it. There's videos, there's pictures, it's all over the place with Trump. I mean, and then he says like, "Oh well, why are you guys still talking about that?"
Well, look, as far as like the pictures and stuff are concerned, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Just hold that thought. As far as the pictures and stuff are concerned, I mean, look, of course these people are going to be at all these events and trying to get pictures with people. You know, I've had similar stuff happen to me, and I've learned, too. And it's mostly when I go to D.C. It's another reason why I like to avoid D.C. And, I mean, I thank God. You know, Alex in times in the past has been like, oh, you know, maybe we should move to D.C. And I'm like, how about not? He's not really into the D.C. culture either, so I thank God for that. But, yeah, I mean, dude, let me just tell you, when you're in D.C., and you start going to these events, people are always trying to get in a picture with you or catch you doing something in a weird moment. Like, it's, so I don't really care about the pictures. Of course they're trying to get in pictures with everybody and set you up. And of course they're over there trying to recruit people. So I don't really, I mean, that doesn't really surprise me or bother me. The comment he made the other day about quit talking about it, you know, that was the issue.
Yeah, no, totally get that. But, I mean, this is on top of Epstein claiming, you know, in testimony that they were best friends for 10 years.
So what? I mean, it's, again, people lie about that crap all the time. Sure. And there's nothing, like, I've had situations where somebody in politics has gone sideways or had something bad happen, and then they'll post a photo of me with the person, and I'm like, this guy comes up and takes a picture of me. I take pictures with everybody, and it's like, so I kind of get where that goes. I'm just responding to this with my own experience, and I'm like a tadpole compared to Trump. But like, I've had situations with people, same thing, people I know well in D.C., and they'll be like, oh, I met this person at a party. They said that you knew him well, or like you dated this girl. I'm like, what? I've literally never even heard of this person, never met this person. And so, you know, Epstein could easily be making it up that they're best friends. I don't know. I'm just saying, from my experience, I know people lie. I know people misrepresent. I know people try to deceive you with a photo and other things. So I just know that happens. And I'm a tadpole compared to Donald Trump. So I can't even imagine being at that level.
100%. It's just weird considering this was 10 years before Trump even ran, or just several years before he even made an announcement. If things don't appear, you know, as they seem, you know the old saying, like, it's just weird. So weird.
Well, that's why I decided to open the show today, and I thank you for the call. That's why I decided to open the show today and spend that first segment going back in time and looking at all the connections and looking at all the ties and just saying, here it is. Here it is. Here's the main course. You can make up your own mind, but there it is. And a lot of that stuff probably people hadn't heard of before. You know, we get new audience members every day. People tend to move into politics, not out of it. I suppose some people move out of it just for their own, you know, mental well-being. But most people get into politics and don't leave. So there's constantly new people coming in. So I was like, you know what? We're just going to go over the whole thing. That was in the first segment today. Let's go to Gustavo in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Owen. Listen, I just feel your pain and the pain of millions of Americans now, but I just want to say that, you know, how long are we going to keep? You know, I know you're really not, but still kind of are trying to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. But Wiles, all these people, they're all his people. He's appointed them all. He is a Zionist, hardcore and dedicated. And to keep downplaying that dementia and the power of that deception that it has upon people, Ted Cruz let Tucker know exactly how powerful that deception is, and that they venerate Israel as God's chosen people, and that it justifies anything and everything to placate them and to advance whatever it is they want to do and allow them to get away with genocide and everything else, is extremely dangerous. So there's no more excuses for Trump. He's the snake, and the frozen snake that he told the story about.
Oh.
He told everybody what he's doing. And that's it. He's a freaking traitor, like they all are. There's maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, Massey, maybe Roy. There's a few of them that are worth their weight in mule excrement. But otherwise, they're all enemies of the Republic, all of them, plain and simple.
I certainly understand your sentiment, and I know you're not alone. You know, I said it earlier today, there are plenty of excuse makers for Donald Trump, but there are no excuses. There's plenty of people making excuses for him, but not excuses. So I understand where you're coming from. You know, I don't know if I'm ready to go as an extremist of a mindset that you have, or maybe I think that there's still hope. I don't know. I just call it as I see it. That's all I do is political play-by-play. So I just call the plays on the field as I see them. But I think we all see now where things are going, and we all see the concerns. So that's just what's on the field. And a lot of people are seeing it now. A lot of people are seeing it. Let's go to Clem in Texas. Clem, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think he couldn't get my name right. I'm Lee. Clem is my last name. Sorry
okay.
about that.
All
How
right.
are you doing, Owen?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm a big fan. I read your ex all the time, all your posts and everything. So I kind of keep up with what your ideas are on everything. And what I was wanting to talk to you about is the whole Epstein thing. And Ben Bongino is off today. Am I reading that correctly? He took the day off today.
So there was a report of a leave of absence. I'm not clear on anything that's going on with that. I'd hesitate to jump to any conclusions.
Okay. No, I was just curious. I read that, and then I also saw that I forget who I read this, but oh, I think it was Dershowitz or somebody. They were saying that they had the whole list.
Yeah, Dershowitz said he's seen the list because he was part of the legal proceedings, which is public. He's talked about it for a long time. So yeah, he said he has seen the list and he knows why they're covering it up.
So what do you think? Do you think he's ambling to unleash it, or is he too afraid?
My guess would be, honestly, I'd be better off getting an opinion from a lawyer, but my guess would be he's probably under some legal obligation that he can't talk about it. Whatever legal deal that is, my guess is he can't talk about it for legal reasons. And so, A, he wants to clear his own reputation for obvious reasons. And then B, he has to protect himself legally. And so he kind of tries to thread the needle and say, hey, look, I've seen the list. I know why they're covering it. But I've also been through the legal proceedings and had my name cleared. So I think he's trying to thread that needle, and that's his approach.
Okay. Well, one other thing I wanted to ask, because I know you and Alex have been going through this for 30 years. I've only come on board in the last 4 to 5 years that I kind of woke up and saw what was going on. And so how do you stand it? I just don't even know how you don't lose your mind.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, because I don't really take time off. The caller earlier was talking about some time off I took. I think that was in April. I rarely take any time off. I do get vacation time here, and I just never really take it. I haven't even been on a vacation. The time I took off, I just had family in town, and I just wanted to spend time with family. People used to joke the only vacation I've taken since I've been here was when I went to prison. I've taken one vacation since I started at InfoWars, really, in 2016. And I went and saw some friends in Brazil. I took a long extended trip to Brazil. That's really the only vacation I've taken. And it's funny because this stuff was driving me so crazy. And it's like a catch-22. It's like, I mean, I'm mentally fit. Don't get me wrong. I'm very mentally fit. I live a happy, healthy life. Don't get me wrong here. But, going through all of this and then last night with the Pizzagate deep dive I took and just all the drama, I was kind of looking at my own self like, you know, maybe it is time to just take a day or two and just get out of it just for my own sake. But it's also the catch-22 is now is the most important time to be on air. It's like now is when people are looking to hear from us the most. So it's like I can't walk away now. So yeah, that's just a brief comment on that. All right, let me quickly get one more call here from Mike in Texas. Mike, very short time. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, you guys are missing some critical facts here, and including Alex in this too. You all need to read Illuminati 4 by Henry Makow, M-A-K-O-W. He explains the critical information. The state of Israel was set up by the Rothschilds specifically on a suicide mission to bring about a nuclear or other Holocaust, an apocalypse that would guarantee the New World Order their world government. That was their mission, and it explains much about why the Israelis are so oblivious to the stain on their reputation, on their image.
All right, Mike, I'm out of time. Big ups to the crew. Big ups to the audience. War Room coming up next. Have a great weekend. I love you all.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step. step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.